This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a rebel.
Touchdown!
On the carry, picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football. For the 21st year, scoresbroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action, fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. I think he's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field, open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebacker, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Man, do we have a great game for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's Anna Coldwater, a Division VI rematch. It's the regional championship game, an opportunity for the winner to advance on to the state Final Four, state semis, next Friday night at a site to be determined. Weather not cooperating, rain not as heavy as anticipated. Hopefully it will continue to let up. The weatherman has been quite kind to us all season long. Every single Friday has been gorgeous, but not this evening. Hopefully the heavier rain will wait till late in the ball game or perhaps after. In the regular season, these two teams battled at Anna 14-7. Anna won it. Throw that contest out the window. These two clubs are so much different, both extremely improved. Each team evenly matched, that is for certain. 32 points a game for both clubs, each team giving up two touchdowns a game. Anna's recorded three shutouts on the year, Coldwater a pair. Five straight wins for Anna, Coldwater three in a row. Anna's won seven of the last eight, Coldwater seven of the last nine. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman, and we are here at
Piqua Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, on a crappy weather night. Let's keep our fingers crossed, Brandon, that the weather conditions don't impact the game very much.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jack, for having me this week. And it's drizzly out there. It's wet. Very miserable, I would say, in a slight way, that the fact that we've been spoiled this year with good weather. You mentioned that in your monologue there, that it's been a nice season for high school football. So how did the teams react right out of the gate? This is a great matchup, a matchup last year's regional final that Coldwater won 45-21. And, of course, now they ended up winning the state title last year in 2024. And this could propel another MAC. It will propel another MAC team to the state tournament and maybe even another state championship.
And we don't think Anna has ever played a postseason playoff game here at Piqua. That's what Chip Hare informed us about an hour and a half ago. Coldwater's been here frequently over the years. Of course, Coldwater has got terrific playoff tradition. That is for sure certain. I've mentioned the evenness of these two teams several minutes ago, and it continues right on down through the stats. When you look at the quarterbacks, sophomore Logan Ziegenbusch for Anna, he has rushed for 1,100 yards. Junior Carson Holman, Coldwater, 1,000 yards rushing on the year. Ziegenbusch, 7 per carry. Holman, 5.5. And through the air, 1,700 yards apiece. Ziegenbusch, 22 passing touchdowns, 5 picks. Holman, 15 touchdowns through the air, and right at 1,700 yards, 8 intercepted passes. Brandon, you mentioned something I think that's so extremely important. How the two teams start, who handles the moment, the first few minutes of that first quarter, the first couple possessions.
Yeah, and it's this familiarity. We talk about with the rain. I mean, you can only let it affect so much. I mean, I know sometimes high school kids are just the hardest people to manage in terms of game prep, because you're so used to certain things. You're so used to, you know, the ball being nice and dry and everything just being pristine. You're playing on turf, too. These guys don't play on turf every week. That's another slight factor into this contest, you know, how you break out of your turns and everything. That's also a small factor. So I think that's a pretty big deal as well for both these teams. But you mentioned something, too. These quarterbacks can run.
Yep.
And I think that's big, too, how these quarterbacks can elude the pocket. You know, can they extend plays with their legs? I haven't seen Coldwater play yet, but I know Logan Ziegenbusch can do that for sure with his 7 yards a carry. And he's elusive. You know, can he create plays with his legs?
Defensively, these two teams mirror each other. A 3-3 stack look, a 3-3-5. For Anna, that'll change into a 5-1, maybe 6 standing defensive linemen at times. In the secondary for Coldwater, the 5 will come hard downhill, will act as linebackers on running plays. These two teams defensively, very tough to advance the ball against. As I mentioned several minutes ago, these two teams have given up 13 points per game all year long, and you don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I would expect 20-21 points to win this game. I don't think it'll be terrifically high scoring, Brandon. I think 3 touchdowns probably triumphs.
Yeah, and in the first matchup, you know, 14-7 Anna victory, and Anna's anchored by that defensive line. We've seen them dominate in certain games. You know, we did the Anna Versailles game weeks ago, and how Julian Stearns just controls that line of scrimmage. Might be the best or one of the best in the MAC in terms of just pure defensive talent. And Coldwater, generally, a lot of times, you know, their state title, their state teams have won in different ways, but I always know that defensive coordinator Mark Burns and his defense always are able to play downhill and attack, like you mentioned, just do the fundamentals so well. It's just traditional up there in Coldwater.
The first time these two clubs played, Braxton Miller, the outstanding tailback for Coldwater, the junior, went down in that contest with a hamstring, has never returned at full speed. He's been out. Has been replaced. Deuce in the offensive backfield has been outstanding for Coldwater, replacing Taylor. The defensive line has been fixed. Younger players up front defensively for Coldwater, which had played its offensive line on defense as well the first month of the year. And now not so many guys going both ways. It's a different Coldwater team. We've seen Anna several times. We know Anna's much improved, far better than in August for certain, and even early September. So throw out that 14-7 score.
Yeah.
It's up for grabs here tonight, that is for sure. Again, it's not a great weather evening. Looking down at the Piqua Alexander Stadium running track around the turf field, we see raindrops coming down repeatedly. It's supposed to lighten up, then get heavy once this game ends. Hopefully that's the case. Right now, I don't think the weather is going to be a significant factor. Coldwater, Anna, at stake, a berth in the state semifinals in Division VI next Friday night, and a site to be determined. Keep in mind, there is a game going on up in the northwest region of Division VI between two clubs about which we know very little, Brandon. One is Cary, which has a history of running the ball play after play after play. Cary, 9-4, is taking on Bascom Hopewell Loudon, 11-1, in a game at Finley Donnell Stadium. Winner of that game will play the winner of this one. Who knows where? Could be as far north as Finley, maybe as far south as Sydney.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's closer than further
yeah.
away. And we've also got our eye on that Marion Local St. Henry game tonight,
yeah.
Division VI.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of that game will play the Columbus Grove Lipsick winner. We'll have football for you next Friday. Not sure whether it's Division VI or Division VII.
Yeah, and of course, everyone's talking about the Marion St. Henry game, and rightfully so that they're talking about this. But this is a good game we got in front of us, too. Man, if you're a high school football fan, it was hard to pick tonight because these are going to be two fantastic games if you just look how the regular season went and how the both games match up. So yeah, we hope that, you know, obviously that, you know, it'll be two MAC teams in the state final four. Hopefully it'll be closer, but I would think it would tend to be a little farther north. But you mentioned Cary there earlier, Jack. Cary won the state title in 2021, beat Coldwater in the state finals that year. Very good team. And yes, they do run the ball a lot.
Yep, they grind it out. Well known for running exclusively, about like Kirtland, the powerhouse in the northeastern part of the state. We've got conversations with both head coaches upcoming. 16-year head coach Chip Otten at Coldwater, 11-year head coach Nick Marino at Anna. When we return here at Piqua, I'm Jack along with Brandon on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
And so many thanks to Osgood, with offices located in Chickasaw and Osgood. Thanks to osgoodbank.com. New location in Rushi as of this past spring. Also Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Well, we had the chance to talk to Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, this past week. Anna has beaten Deer Park, Mechanicsburg, and Northeastern in the postseason. The last 2 weeks, triumphs over the Ohio Heritage Conference foes, Mechanicsburg and Northeastern. And I asked Coach Marino to compare and contrast the Jets and the Indians.
Two good football teams that do a good job. Both coaches I have a lot of respect for. I think if you look at the two teams, that I think Mechanicsburg was a little better on the offensive line, and I think Northeastern had a little bit better skill kids. So you're looking at, you know, having to tackle better athletes in 1 week, and the other week having to go against a line that's maybe a little bit more stout.
Hey, your defense is starting to make a mark on the opponent week after week after week. Five defensive scores first 2 weeks of the playoffs, and then you hold Northeastern without a touchdown from scrimmage in the game last week.
Yeah, the defense has played really well, and they've really started to click. You know, I think our secondary's picked it up a lot too, and you see a lot of those guys starting to make plays on the ball that we weren't making early in the season, and being aggressive there. And a guy that stood out in this playoff run has been Nolan Wilt. Has just been pretty dominant, taking away a lot of weak side runs, and just able to beat multiple blockers a lot of plays. So he's doing a great job for us, and just the whole group's coming together well.
You can't mention Wilt without mentioning Steinke and Stearns. Boy, that duo mighty tough.
Yeah, I mean, Steinke, our weak side linebacker, I mean, he's starting to play the ball really well in the air, on underneath coverage stuff, and fit in the box better, and those guys are doing a great job, and Stearns led our league in sacks and continuing to get tackles for loss and making big plays as well. Another guy I always bring up is Landon Hewitt's doing a great job at linebacker and our leading tackler too, so it's hard to leave him off that board when you talk about guys playing well.
Now, I know Worling, a senior at St. Henry, probably in most circles the number one quarterback in the MAC this year, but Logan Ziegenbusch was right behind, and Logan not only gives you outstanding play on offense with the arm, with the feet, outstanding defender in the secondary too.
Yeah, he's stepped up. He's made big plays in big games a lot of times in the secondary, so he's doing a little bit of everything, you know. Offensively, I think Worling, you know, like you mentioned, the best quarterback in the league, and I don't disagree with that. I voted for him as well for first team all-league quarterback, but Logan's probably the most balanced of the two too, because he can throw it a little bit better, so gives us a nice mixture that he can run it and throw it, and has done a great job for us there, and been a great leader for us as well.
Your offense showed a real good balance, I thought, in the win over Northeastern. Run and pass, a good mix, some of each.
Yep, being able to mix it, running and passing is important for us. Got to stay balanced as much as we can. It keeps people from getting a good pass rush or a good rush fit on you sometimes. So being balanced has been really key for us, especially it's been good that our quarterback's been smart enough to do that. We got good skill kids, too, that step up and make plays when their number's called and they're ready to go.
Hey, you've now beaten two straight clubs that had byes week one of the postseason. Mechanicsburg, a 3-seed, Northeastern, a 2-seed. Neither one played in week 11. You played Deer Park. Some coaches would like to play in week 11. Others might prefer to stay home, rest up, get ready for their next opponent, have 2 weeks off. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I would always take the rest if it was given to us, but But I kind of like really rolling in and just getting right into the things and not changing the rhythm and the routine that we have during the season. As long as we come out of that game healthy, you feel okay with it. That's the only worry you would have is if there was a way to prevent any injuries from possibly happening, playing week 11 would be better.
The health of your club, offensive line, running backs?
We're all healthy, so everybody's getting health. We got Grant Beckman back last week, which is huge, and everybody's healthy right now, and we're ready to roll.
Second time against Coldwater this season. Beat the Cavaliers 14-7 in a game at Booster Field early in the campaign. Thoughts about going up against a club twice in one campaign? It's not the first time that's happened. Mm-hmm. Recently it played Versailles twice in one season. But what are the positives, the negatives of playing a team like Coldwater twice in about, what, 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, it makes game planning a lot easier. You know each other really well. When you go into, when you play a team that you haven't, especially in the playoffs, that you don't play regularly, it takes a lot more work to just get to know them, you know, and we know Coldwater well. We know what they do. So excited about that, and we've talked a lot to our guys. You know, we're unrecognizable as a team from week three or four, you know, on. We've improved so much, and they have as well. And it's two different ball clubs going out on Friday in terms of the improvements that have been made by both teams. So it's a different football game, but we're excited and ready to roll with it.
Each team plays a stack on defense. Both clubs look a lot alike on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they're very similar. They do it out of more of a match principle, and we do it out of more of a zone principle, but on the back end, but very similar with what we do up front. And we probably blitz a little bit more than they do, and they got maybe a little bit bigger linebackers than we do. So you kind of look at that, and a similar matchup overall.
Words of Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets, which feature in the offensive backfield, along with quarterback Zeckenbusch, the likes of T.J. Roberts and Zeb Plyman. They have split about 800 yards rushing on the ground this year, both very good pass catchers as well. It's a well-rounded receiving core for Anna that has gotten deeper and stronger as the season has progressed. Chip Otten, 16 years, head man at Coldwater, which has Derek Deuce now as the feature running back, D-U-E-S, pronounced Deuce, not Deuce as you might think, but and Chip made sure he corrected me on that, but Derek Deuce is 70 rushes on the year, 9.4 yards per carry. Braxton Taylor, whom Deuce succeeded, was at 45 carries, 5.5 yards per rush. So Deuce has given the Coldwater rushing game a big shot in the arm. It's a Coldwater team that's been up and down over the course of the year. But as Coach Otten said, we are playing our very best football at the right time.
Yeah, we definitely have improved the last, really, 7-8 weeks. We're healthy other than Braxton. We lost Braxton Taylor way back in the end of the game with a pulled hamstring, and that thing is just not healed, so we won't have him. But otherwise, we're really healthy. Jack and I talked. We inserted three sophomore D linemen after our Anna game. We knew these three kids would be good, but didn't know how quick we could get them up to speed. And they're big, strong kids that are playing well. Sam Rissmiller returned after a knee injury after the Anna game. So inserting those four guys really, really helped our defense, and maybe as much it helped our offensive line, who are older guys, but they were trying to play both ways. So now the O and the D line and the group of linebackers, other than Derek Deuce, are all one-way guys. So they're fresh and they're feeling good. And of course, our quarterback, Carson Holman, just went over 1,000 yards rushing and, I don't know, close to 2,000 passing. So he's playing really well. Our two wideouts that were starters last year, Caden Obringer and Caleb Schreyer, are kind of like our main leaders and good players. They both play both ways. Those are two guys that are out there all the time. And then Derek Deuce, all league linebacker and second team running back, is really probably surfaced as if I had to pick, I would say he's our best football player.
Hey, you're coming off an outstanding offensive game against Tri-Village, which posed some problems for you with their speed.
They did, yeah. Their offense is pretty slick. They play really fast on offense. The quarterback was a really good scrambler and kept his eyes up and made a lot of good throws when you felt like you kind of had him where we wanted him. But so he did a good job and a pretty good running back. So yeah, it was tough, but fortunately, our offense played really well and had almost 500 yards.
Defensively, you've been consistently pretty good all year long. Held Marion local without a touchdown from scrimmage. Defensively, you've been involved in a number of pretty low-scoring games.
Yeah, we haven't two touchdowns. I guess Parkway scored three touchdowns on us, but everybody else has been less than three, and just a couple games with two. They've played well and keeping us in the games when those couple games, some of those games we didn't play well offensively.
Kicking game at Coldwater this year once again is superb, and I think when it's rainy, windy, special teams make a big difference. That could be the case tonight.
Yeah, it sure could. We have given up some kickoff returns, which has been frustrating, but for the most part, like you said, our kicking game, our kicker is really good. I think he missed a 54-yard field goal, just barely. It is his only miss on the year, but he punts also, so he's doing a good job punting. Our long snapper's great. Bennett Spriggs, who's our tight end, he'll be a four-year starter long snapper next year. And the only thing, just a few kickoff return. That's how Marion scored. So that obviously was a game breaker for him. But we take a lot of pride in finding a kicker. Over all these years, we've always had a good kicker. And so we make that a priority in long snapper. So yep, kicking game's obviously always important. And like you said, when the weather's bad, it even can magnify that.
We're talking about Bryce Couchot, your excellent field goal kicker who booted two against Marion Local. If you get the ball back again inside of 3 or 4 minutes, you probably kick a third one and win that game 9-7.
Well, it would have been a possibility, but you know how Marion is—they find a way. So they find a way to get those close games won. So kudos to them. And everybody's going to keep trying to get them at some point.
Chip Botten, head football coach at Coldwater, before tonight's game between the Cavaliers and Anna. First go-round, Anna won 14-7. Home game for the Rockets, neutral field tonight at Piqua. Great venue, good playing surface. Tell me what you know about the Rockets. That team has also improved over the course of the last two-thirds of the year, just like yours.
Yeah, a really good team. Nick does a really good job. Their offense always has something new for you. You know, they do a lot of things with getting your eyes where they want you to put their eyes, with all kinds of, like we call them, slips and darts, and they find a way to use lots of different formations that get you, you know, that get you where they want you to get you, and then have plays that go opposite of where you move your defense. And then they have some good players. They have all-league receiver, quarterback, was second-team all-league quarterback, and they got some big solid linemen, and they just do a good job. And then defensively, they play us and them play the same defense. We call it a 3-3 stack, and they blitz a lot and line up different places. They just make it difficult to kind of know where they're going to be, so it makes it challenging. And they've caused everybody problems with their defense. So hopefully we can get a few scores and stop them.
Chip Otten, head coach of Coldwater, talking a few minutes ago in that interview, Brandon, about the one-point loss Coldwater suffered to Marion Local, 7-6, another common element between these two teams tonight. Anna also beaten by Marion Local by a single point.
Yeah, and you know, both those guys were the two teams that along with St. Henry and actually Versailles too. I mean, all were able to slow down Marion, but that's something, you know, in the past, you know, they're focused on tonight, but it shows how dominant their defenses can be against a really good offense, specifically when you look on the Coldwater side, when you talk about the injuries, when you talk about the influx of new guys starting, specifically a trio of sophomores on defense for Coach Otten's team, and that shows how far they come. It shows, you know, you've won a handful of state championships. You know how to make those in-season adjustments, because what happened in September doesn't matter. Yes, it helps in terms of game planning, in terms of game prep, like Coach Marino talked about in his interview that we did with him. But it's all about tonight. How have you changed? How have you got better? And I even like Coach Marino's bit where he said, hey, I like where we're at right now, which is what you want to say as a coach. You want to say, hey, we're playing our best ball in late October, November, and hopefully that first weekend in December.
Two teams are off the field at the moment, expecting a return from Coldwater and Anna very shortly. It is still dripping rain out of the sky. It's not heavy. The wind is not blowing. That's good. Don't expect heavy breezes tonight, but light rain at the moment, heavier rain coming. Hopefully it waits until after this game is over. Should be a good one. Anna Coldwater, as Brandon noted earlier, last year in the playoffs, Coldwater victorious 45-21 over Anna in a game played at Sydney. In 2024, Coldwater beat Anna 34-18. In 2023 in the season, Coldwater 37, Anna 7. In 2022, Coldwater beat Anna 43-14. The Rockets last beat the Cavaliers in Anna's state championship season, 2019. That score was 49-8. Year before, Anna won a thriller 21-20 over Coldwater, which has reeled off numerous state championships in high school football and obviously has great tradition. That is for sure. We'll return with starting lineups, then the kickoff to start this game tonight between Anna and Coldwater. It's a Division VI regional championship contest at Pickwa's Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, right here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And welcome back to Piqua. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, and the Rockets will kick off to start the game. No, my mistake. Coldwater will boot. Coldwater won the toss, deferred, and the Rockets in possession to kick off action here in the first quarter. Offensively for Anna, Logan Ziegenbusch at quarterback, Trenton Roberts, a running back, Zeb Plyman, Brody Murray, Tyson Vobel, Cale Hoying, your wide receivers, Ian Burmeister and Alex Webker man the tackle and guard spots on the left side of the offensive line. Coleman Martin at center. Nolan Wilt, Ezra Egbert on the right side of the offensive line. Coldwater's defense, as you heard when we interviewed Chip Otten a few minutes ago, has been overhauled over the last several weeks along that defensive line. And we'll get a look at Coldwater's D right away as Bryce Couchot prepares to kick off for Coldwater. What wind there is at his back. It's so slight. On your phone or laptop or computer, as you use your imagination, Coldwater booting from left to right. Anna will be on offense from right to left here at the start. Apparently, we just heard the public address. Let the crowd know here at Piqua. Cut out the air horns.
Yeah, that's been... Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon, put yours away.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I know there's really supposed to be no signs. They've always said that as well. That's been something, but yeah, as I say, you're going to hear a lot of cowbells, I think, still.
So. Here's Couchot striding forward. And the right-footed kicker booms it. Anna returns from the 7. Rockets near hash mark, middle of the field. Great pursuit downfield by Coldwater. And it is Plyman dumped at the 19. Might have fallen forward to the 20. That's where the Rockets start. First down, 10 yards to go. Good coverage by Coldwater on the opening kickoff, Brandon.
Absolutely. Trying to take it right up the middle. And there are about 3 Coldwater bodies there right away there to wrap up here, Anna. And Anna's starting back deep there at right about the 20-yard line.
Couchot often kicks it into the end zone.
Yeah.
Same result here. Anna starting from the 20. Here is Ziegenbusch in the shotgun spread. Takes the snap, fakes a pass in the right flat and runs. Look at Zig go. He zips right up the middle. A quick burst in 7 from the 20 to the 27-yard line. And that will make the Coldwater defense honor him. He can tuck that football away and get big yards.
Absolutely, and it's perfect that they run that. They fake that screen. They let Ziegenbusch go and get ahead of schedule there on first down, it being 2nd and 4 here.
We got backs to the left and right of Ziegenbusch, and Ziegenbusch gives it to a man in the offensive backfield. It's Plyman trying to skirt the edge. Oh, great penetration by Coldwater, which knifes in to make the tackle. What a hit by Caleb Schreier of the Cavaliers. That's a 2 or 3 yard loss. I texted you this afternoon, Brandon, and said Coldwater's defensive players, linemen, linebackers, will do their best to get across the line of scrimmage immediately.
Yep.
On most every single play. That's their MO, and it worked right there.
And attack downhill. You mentioned that in that 3-3 stack that they run.
And now Anna's got a passing situation. Third and six from the 24. Zinkenbusch in the offensive backfield. He jitterbugs a little bit. He's not going to throw. He's going to run. Nowhere to go. He's trapped. Caught at the 25. Might have picked up a half a yard. That's it. And Coldwater got done defensively on its first possession. What it wanted, objective accomplished, three and out for Anna.
Yeah, just a good last two plays there by the Coldwater defense, keeping Zinkenbusch and Plyman in a, like what we'll say, a phone booth is there, and not allowing them to get to that second level of their defense. They've done a real nice job there of keeping them in front of them and causing a three and out right away.
Nolan Mesher to return the punt from Egbert, and it's a splendid kick way up in the atmosphere. It sails back to the 25. Mesher over the shoulder. Catches, and he's upended right away at around the 30. What a kick by Ezra Egbert of Anna. That thing was skied above Piqua Alexander Stadium. Mesher went back 15 yards. Anna flips the field. Coldwater starts first and 10 from its own 30.
And that's important, too. We talk about, you know, we don't know how much is going to be scored tonight. That field position, awfully critical. That ball was muffed there for a little bit, too. I mean, yep. They had enough time, Mesher did, to pick it up and get a few yards out of it. But a great special teams play by the Rockets there. And now Anna's got to respond with a good defensive stand here. Hopefully not let Coldwater get across the 50 here if you're Anna.
Well, you can bet Coldwater will give Anna's defense a good dose of deuce. Here is the quarterback keeper. It is Holman rumbling around the left side, gets over the 30, knocked down at the 31-yard line into the Coldwater bench. Second down and 9 for the Cavaliers. Ball marked for play between the 31 and 32. We played 2.5 minutes, no score. This is Coldwater's initial possession. Anna went three and out to start the game with just 5 net yards.
And they give Holman 2 yards there on that play. You see that they run under that power eye.
Here is Holman under center. He gives it to Deuce, makes a man miss at the point of attack, slides off tackle, he gets a block, makes another man miss, 40, 45, Deuce on the run, 50-yard line, caught from behind at the Anna 47, offensive line of Coldwater getting the job done, Rudy Kramer at center, Carter Heitkamp and Max Cook at the guards, Parker Dungis, Aiden Feely at the tackles, fine piece of running by Deuce, who just slid off the pile a yard or two behind the line, and he sprung it to the outside, Brandon.
Yeah, and that's absolutely great description there. Bounced to the outside there, slipped off a tackle, bounced outside, made a defender miss, and there you go, off to the races, and all of a sudden, Anna, two plays in Coldwater, Coldwater in Anna territory.
A 22-yard gallop by Deuce, 8:49 to go here in the first, no score. Coldwater sends a quartet of receivers to the left. Interesting formation. Holman in the spread to take the snap back at the 48. It is handed off up the middle. It's Deuce. Deuce gets through a hole, squirts ahead to the 41 of Anna, piled up right there.
Yeah, and just Anna missing some tackles there. Deuce maybe should have only got about 3 or 4 yards there, but he slipped for about 6 or 7 yards there. Right ahead, actually they're going to give him 7 yards right there.
Oh, here's Coldwater to the line of scrimmage in a jiffy on second down and 4.
Got a timeout.
Anna sets up defensively. Timeout called on the play. Cavaliers get the TO. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. No score. Coldwater is across the 50, but 10 yards early on in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks to LaCal in Jackson Center, LACAL. LaCal moved from LA, California, thus its name, to Jackson Center in Shelby County in the early 1980s, and we would not be on the air today without the support from LaCal Equipment, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to LaCal. A run of about 4.5 by Coldwater on second and less than 5. Good for a first down. And from the 40, here's an end sweep. A good block out in front. It is Deuce at the 32-30. Stretches out to about the 27 of Anna. It is going to be second down and short for the Cavaliers. Very close to a first down on the play. Tackle made by Wyatt Howell, who drifted wide on defense from his inside linebacker post to make the stop.
And Deuce has just been able to slip tackles outside Jack, and he's been able to bounce off players and be able to shift up field. And Coldwater's blowing wide open lanes for him to run, stretch to the far side of the field, running east and west.
Second and 2, 27 of Anna. Deuce again beats resistance in the offensive backfield, and he is stalemated at the 27. No gain on the play.
That's a nice play by Ezra Egbert again, and that's the first time you've seen really Coldwater try to run it north and south, or Deuce not have the ability to bounce it outside. So Anna, you know, has got to get better at contain on the outside, not letting these receivers in, you know, a jet sweep type situation or Deuce get to the outside.
Third and 2. Does Coldwater run it here from the 27 of Anna after the first quarter gone?
I think they do.
No score in this game. Two tight ends have been employed. I formation. Carson Oman under center. Gives it to the first man through. It's Carter Freed. He's got a gaping hole between left guard and tackle, and he blasts through it to the 21, 20, 19 of Anna. Great blocking up front. Good execution by the O-line of the Cavaliers.
Just good little I formation there. They just run a nice little fullback dive right there and get freed up to the 20-yard line. Good, well executed by the Coldwater offensive line there.
That was Carter Freed lugging the football. He will spell Deuce in the offensive backfield for the Cavaliers, who have a first and 10, 19 of Anna. Trips to the right for Holman, who's in the spread. He takes the snap at the 25, and we've got a pre-snap penalty against Coldwater.
And this is maybe what Anna needs here, and needs to get a negative play or something to kind of stop the bleeding on this drive. You're already in Cusho territory with him being one of the better kickers in the area, specifically All-MAC. You see Coldwater change out some personnel here.
Cusho had a string of 99 straight extra points, ended at Tri-Village last week. He's kicked 5 field goals. We saw him win a game last year against Minster outside of 30 yards. 24-21 Coldwater win. Kick came in the final minute. It is first and 15, Cavaliers, and a 24. Holman short drop. Oh, it's a quarterback draw. He makes a man miss at the 25, stays on his feet, trudges to the 21, the 20. Down he goes, piled up right there. He got back the 5 on the penalty. It will be second down and just under 10 to go for a first down for the Cavaliers. Ball marked for play at the 19. Line to gain just inside the 10.
It's an opportunity to see Coldwater maybe take a shot to the end zone here. Being in the red zone now, I have not seen a pass yet in this ball game. This has been a 7-play drive for the Cavs now.
Caleb Schreyer in the slot. Wide receiver, Caden Obringer. Here's Holman way back at the 28. He's scrambling. He throws a jump ball down near the goal line. Anna with a pick in the end zone. Rockets intercept. It's a touchback. Ball comes to the 20. Holman was being harassed. Anna might have laid a hand on him in the offensive backfield. When he uncorked the football, he was drifting backwards, didn't have a lot on it, and it's an interception. Anna ruled no touchback.
Yeah, he was Tyson Vauble on the pick. Great play there by Vauble. Was underthrown, but credit that Anna defensive line. Man, they busted through right there.
Yep.
I believe it was Julian Stearns who got through there. Yes, it was. He got through there in the defensive line, forced Holman out of the pocket, and that's Holman's 9th interception of the year.
So the quarterback, Ziegenbusch, is in the offensive backfield, makes the handoff, tackle 2 yards deep behind the goal line. Safety, 2 points, Coldwater. Woo, what a great job on that defensive line. Sam Rissmiller came blowing through, as did the Rover, Caden Obringer. And Anna simply could not get out of its own way on that running effort.
No.
The quarterback, Ziegenbusch, was not under center.
Yeah.
He was in the shotgun spread, and the handoff was made. The runner was nailed 2 yards deep in the end zone.
Yeah, and just like I said, they run into each other in the backfield. I don't know who that was for Coldwater, but it was number 99, but made that play and got the safety there, a 4:18 to go in the first quarter.
Nolan Gruss, spelled G-R-U-S-S, pronounced Gruss, 6'3", 230 pounds, sophomore, belted down the Anna ball carrier. So, as it turns out, Brandon, the pick enables the Cavaliers to get a 2-point safety. It's a tough break for Anna because the interception occurred right near the goal line or maybe just a foot in the field of play. Oftentimes you see the officials award the defense with a touchback, giving the safety or cornerback momentum and saying it was caught in the end zone, ball out at the 20. Didn't happen that way. Anna had to run from scrimmage at its own half-yard line, and the safety results. That's a big 2 points from Coldwater, which returns the kick by Anna, and it's a great bring back over the 40, 50, Anna 45, far sideline, into the Cavaliers bench at the 41. Coldwater gets the ball back on the boot from the 20 after the safety. Cavaliers in business, up 2-0. We played 8 minutes in the first quarter. And so far, Brandon, Anna's had the ball for 4 plays. A 2-yard setback in the end zone, plus 5 on the initial 3. Just to 3 or 4 yards net for Anna so far in this game.
And that's what I was going to say with that interception, is he got him on the 1-yard line and comes an end around from Coldwater.
Oh, look out. Here's an end sweep by Coldwater. Power play to the right. 35-30. Ball carrier crashes out of bounds down inside the 30 at the 29. That was John Pullman with a fine scoot to the edge. Coldwater showing good speed. A guard pulled. He was out in front. Well done on the play, but Carter Heitkamp. And the play went for better than 10. First and 10, Coldwater. So 1 play from scrimmage after the safety. The Cavaliers are at the 29 of Anna, leading 2-0. 2 tight ends employed. Quarterback Holman wants to run off tackle, can't do it. Anna slashes in and spills him at the 31.
Great play by Zeb Plyman there to get the ankles of Holman there, because that's what Coldwater's been able to do. They've been able to bounce that play outside. They've been able to run very well east and west here early on in the first quarter, and Holman gets dropped for a 2-yard loss.
Yep, you're so right, Brandon. Number 4 came angling through. Zeb Plyman, standout offensive and defensive performer for the Anna Rockets, forcing a 2nd and 12 for the Cavaliers from the 31 of Anna. Coleman, a little delayed handoff on the play to Deuce. Draw play. He cracks ahead to the 30. Knocked down at the 27. He garnered 4. It sets up 3rd and long for the Cavaliers. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Field goal from this distance would have to travel 47.
Yeah.
I think if the Cavaliers pick up a few on this play, they'll go for it on fourth down. Don't be surprised if Cushoe tries a few field goals here tonight.
I think this is a pass situation here in this 3rd and 7 for Homan here. Despite throwing that pick, you let him go to the outside here again.
3 receivers to the right. Homan in the pocket. He's under duress. Way back at the 38. Uncorks it out of bounds to the 18-yard line. He was out of the pocket, threw it away. It is 4th down for the Cavaliers. 4th and 7. Line of scrimmage officially, scoreboard says, is the 27 of Anna. Again, this will be a 44-yard boot for Cushoe of Coldwater. We see a few changes being made by the Cavaliers, but I don't think it's the field goal team on the gridiron at this moment.
No, it's going for it here. Ezra Egbert on that last play made a nice play, Jack. This defensive line, they can get after Homan, can be effective.
Yep, what a rush by Egbert on Homan. Deep drop. He needs 7. 4th down. Fires over the middle. Receiver leaps in the air. Yes! He's got it at the 17-yard line. Schreyer or Obringer. Oh, what a bullet thrown on the play by the QB, Homan. Spot on. Up in the air where nobody could get to it, but the man underneath it who leaped straight up vertically. That was a nifty catch. What a throw by Homan as the pocket was collapsing around him.
Yeah, it was a great throw. Like you said, Jack, great throw and an 11-yard catch there on that 4th down, and great protection by the up front by the Coldwater offensive line. They brought everyone in and did on that 4th down play.
1st and 10 at the 16. Coldwater wants to run it, and here comes Anna sprinting across the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit, fine penetration, and Carson Holman is drilled back at the 18 or 19 yard line. He lost a few. 2nd down and better than 10 for Coldwater. Anna's defense trying to get stout here at the right time. Coldwater's already got a 2-point safety with 1:30 to go in the first period. 2-0 Cavaliers. Anna's had the ball for four plays plus a punt.
Yeah, and they got the ball to start, so couldn't ask for much better start if you're Coldwater.
Here's the handoff on the play to Deuce. Deuce between left guard and tackle. A little opening, and then it's filled by Anna's linebackers at the 16-yard line. Nothing doing. Anna's defense said, not on our watch. Good hit by Landon Hewitt. Julian Stearns was there. So it's going to be 3rd down. 3 yards more than the previous pickup on 3rd down by Coldwater. 3rd and 10 here from the 16. Line to gain is about the 6. 2 receivers to the right. Lone receiver left. Homan in the spread. Back at the 21. Looks middle. Looks right. Pocket collapsing. Down he goes at the 21. A QB sack for the Anna Rockets, setting up 4th and long. And here comes Cushoe.
And it's Ezra Egbert there with the pressure. Great job by the secondary. That defensive line for Anna, 8 on that play. Egbert doing a nice job getting to Homan. And now we got, like you said, Cushoe coming out here for the field goal.
Well, the line of scrimmage is just outside the 20. Ball will be spotted at the 28. This is a 38-yard field goal. It's within Cusho's range. And we've got a timeout, I think, by the Rockets. No, the Cavaliers get it. No, I'm wrong on all 3 counts, or at least both counts. Quarter's ended.
Wow.
How about that? What a game so far. Anna needs possession of the football, that's for sure. Field goal upcoming for the Cavaliers when we start the second. 2-0 Coldwater over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Well, judging from the Ezra Egbert huge punt earlier in this game, the wind is now at the back of Cushot, who will try a 38-yard field goal. As we launch play in the second quarter, Coldwater already leading 2-0. Field goal try here for Cushot to make it a 5-0 lead. It is a 4th-and-14 situation. Oh, the snapback's a good one. Ball spotted down. Kick by Cushot. Could have been good from 55 or 60. He smacks it well beyond the end zone. And it's twice as high as the tippy top of the uprights.
Yeah.
What a boot by Cushot of Coldwater. Field goal is true. It's good. 5-0 Cavaliers. 5 seconds into the second here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes.
Wow.
We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Oh, what a weapon this Bryce Cushot is of Coldwater. A field goal from about 38, and now a kickoff through the end zone. Anna starts from the 20, first and 10. Ziegenbusch throws to his wide receiver, an out pattern at the numbers, far side of the gridiron in front of the Coldwater bench. It's good for 5. The Cavaliers' Nolan Mesher puts the hit right away on Zeb Plyman, limits the gain to 5 yards. 2nd and 5 for Anna from the Rockets 25. That was the 5th play for Anna in this game, including a punt, and we are in the second quarter.
Yeah, and again, it's hard to get into a flow if you're an offense, especially on a night where it's so wet out and miserable. You're sitting there on the sidelines waiting.
Oh, here's Ziegenbusch in the offensive backfield. He fakes to the man in motion. Coldwater is not fooled and labeled hard right at the line of scrimmage. Here's Ziegenbusch, no gain on the play. Zieg is stopped. Ball marked for play just over the 25. It'll be 3rd down. A little more than 4 to go for a 1st down. Been several runs, Brandon, so far by the Rockets, which have not fooled Coldwater one bit.
This 3rd down's critical. You need to move the sticks if you're Anna. You need to keep your defense on the sideline and get a little bit of recovery and get a flow for your offense.
Man in motion to the right. Ziegenbusch looks that way. Slant pattern right into the hands of a Coldwater defender. A pickoff at the 34. Flag flies at the line of scrimmage. Let's see what the penalty is all about. It may be against Anna. Interception Cavaliers, which read that quick slant route beautifully. Cole Water had Anna scouted on that play. Yeah. It was diagnosed in an excellent fashion by the Cavaliers' defense.
Yeah, just tried to hit Zeb Plyman up the middle, just trying to go in that zone a little bit, sit in that zone and try to hit him there. That was just too telegraphed there by Ziegenbusch right there, and that was the worst-case scenario if you're Anna. It just telegraphed that pass. You knew where he was going all along. Nice play by the Coldwater defense, that play up there. It was Derek Dews making that interception, the outstanding running back.
And you're going to call Dews' number again. End sweep, line of scrimmage 32. Deuce on the periphery of the Anna defense, chugs down inside the 30, spilled at the 27. He slammed ahead for 5, second down 5, Coldwater, Anna 27, 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Strange score, Coldwater 5, Anna nothing. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. One big turnover already in this game, and it's just given the Cavaliers a short field. Momentum Cavs, who have a wide receiver flanked 15 to the right, two tight ends employed, under center Holman, gives it straight ahead, ball carrier, Deuce gets a block, opening is created, and he spurts to the 20, tumbles down at the 18, first and 10 Coldwater, which is carving out space in that Anna defensive line at the moment.
Yeah, and just running every way. That's probably their first effective run up the middle. We know that Anna, or they've been really challenging Anna out on the edge. So if they can establish the middle, of the trenches, that will be really even another benefit for this Coldwater offense.
Receiver split left. Obringer and Schreier are flanked. Here's the quarterback, Holman. Oh, it's a reverse. It's well done to the right. Getting the corner turned is the runner for the Coldwater Cavaliers. It's Obringer. Anna comes up in a hurry to tackle the ball carrier at the 14. Is there a marker down, Brandon?
Yeah, there is. I don't know, but our press box just exploded there on that play. So I'm thinking this is against Coldwater. They're moving them back.
And apparently it is somewhat of a controversial call. Was there a clip? Was there a block in the back? It was Obringer, who was split wide left. He zipped back into the offensive backfield. It was a reverse to the flanker. He made a nice gain, picked up the first down, but to wave it off. Major penalty against the Cavaliers, who now confront a first and 25 from the Anna 34. Line to gain is the 9. 5-0 Cavaliers, 8:40 left in the first. Holman with a quick out of the right flat. He tries to make a man miss, the receiver does, but then he's hit by the second man at the 32, very small gain. Schreier on the catch, and Anna Johnny on the spot in the secondary. Coming up very quickly for the white-shirted Rockets on that play was Trenton Roberts. He had help from Carter Edwards. That play didn't fool Anna. No. Rockets were all over it. Second down and 24. Call it a net of 1. Line of scrimmage 33 of Anna. 8 minutes left, first half. 5-0 Coldwater leads. Trips to the left for the quarterback Holman. He's in the spread. He's in the pocket, dancing out of trouble. Gets back toward the line of scrimmage. Makes a late delivery in the left flat. Ball caught at the 32. Receiver is dealt a blow to the shoulder right at the 30. Again, minimal gain. Anna all over it in the Coldwater offensive backfield. And they doubled up on the receiver as well when he caught the ball. Third and 21 for Coldwater. And I tell you what, Brandon, should the Cavaliers pick up 4 or 5 right here, you can bet Cushot will trot on out on the field again.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, when you got a weapon like that, you're just looking in this situation, what can get you a good chunk play, in this situation, and trot Cushot out to try to get another 3 for Coach Otten.
Two tight ends. Holman's going to run it outside right tackle. He picks his way. Disciplined run. 26-25. Nestles down. Right smack dab middle of the field. And it's Bryce Cushot time once more for the Coldwater Cavaliers.
Thinking maybe, about a 35-yarder if they're at the 25? So maybe even a little closer than what he kicked it just about 10 or 15 minutes ago?
Well, no, it's going to be longer.
Longer? Okay.
Oh, 42.
42, oh.
First one was 38. This would be a 42-yarder. It's virtually center of the field. And if any Division VI kicker in the state of Ohio can smack this one right through the uprights, it's Bryce Cushot of the Cavaliers, who's already booted one. Anna puts on the rush. Ball is spotted down. The kick by Cushot is up. It is inside the right upright. He's got it again. Field goals of 38 and 42 for Bryce Cushot, plus a safety. And the Cavaliers are in front by the odd score. Now, the score is not so odd. It's how they
got to eight.
How they accumulated the eight. Anna yet to get going on offense. Rockets have been outplayed thoroughly for a quarter and a half. Fortunate to be down just 8-0.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, 8-0, and not bad. And all you can do is just one drive if you're Anna. Just piece together one drive, get some points some way, somehow. Hopefully maybe you can... You might only have one drive till halftime. It's 6:43 right now with the way Coldwater's controlled the clock. So there's a possibility here that this could honestly be the last possession that Anna has in the first half. You gotta capitalize in this situation, Jack.
Well, Cushot, with the wind at his back, will hammer this ball through the end zone. You can count on it. 8-0 lead Cavaliers. He strides forward from the 40. He lights into it. Anna might return it from the three. Rockets do. Right back up the middle of the field. Good coverage by Coldwater. And the return man is nailed at the 21-yard line. That ball was brought back up the field. But Cale Hoying of Anna spilled just over the 20. Rockets start first and 10. Furthest advance up the gridiron by Anna, what, 25, 26 in their own end of the field? That's
yeah,
been it.
Yeah, and again, that three and out right away, and then just having the ball at the one-yard line off the pick, might I add, and just not having great field position and another pick.
End sweep to the right by Anna, and it is stoned by Coldwater at the 24. Rockets run it to the right. It was Vabel from his slot position on the left. And it is a small gain, second down 6 for Anna, as we approach the 6-minute mark in the second quarter with Coldwater leading by a score of 8-0. You heard me right. It was 2-0, then 5-0. A safety, a field goal by Cushot, then another field goal by Cushot. Jab step to the left by Ziegenbusch. Then he pitches out to the right to the ball carrier, who's got the first down. Roaming up the near sideline is Trenton Roberts. He motors over the 30, and he's jarred out of bounds at the 32. First and 10, Anna, which generates 12 yards on two plays to start this drive.
Yeah, great run to the great little speed option to the outside, and they get the ball to Roberts and hit hard there by Coldwater.
Cavaliers with three down linemen. It looks like five linebackers. Ziegenbusch in the pocket forever, rolling left, spots a receiver open, far sideline. He hauls it in at the 42.
That's Tyson Vabel right there.
Vabel on the catch for an even 13 yards and a first down.
Yep.
Three to spare. Line to game was the 42. Ball marked for play at the 45. Right smack dab on the 45, hash mark far side of the gridiron. 5.5 to go, second quarter. 8-0 Coldwater. Anna has strung together a couple first downs. Ziegenbusch fakes the inside handoff and keeps. He tries to reel his way around right end, and he is upended waist high at the 47. He journeyed for two. Second down, 8 on the play. Good tackle by Coldwater's rover, Caden Obringer. Help from corner, Max Ross. Second down, 8 for the Rockets with 5 minutes to play in the second. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 47. Two receivers to the left. Ziegenbusch, quarterback draw all the way. Picks his way up the line of scrimmage, and he's across it. He nudges to the 50. The pile is pushed to the 48 of Coldwater. 47 of the Cavaliers.
You have to show some grit if you're Anna on this drive. And really one thing that's going to keep them alive, that's keeping this drive going, is their offensive line. They are doing a great job on this drive of blocking and getting some good holes for their runners here.
That play went for 6 or 7. Looked like it was going to be stalled, halted after a 1 or 2 yard pickup. Great job up front. Burmeister, Webker, Martin, Wilt, Egbert on the offensive line for Anna. That was the NFL tush push.
They got an extra 2 or 3 yards there at the end.
Third and 2. Ziegenbusch rolls left, fakes the pitch out and keeps. Ziegenbusch has got an alley. Look at him go. Far hash mark. Gets a block. 30, 25. Ziegenbusch makes a man miss. Breaks a tackle. 10, 5. Over. Oh,
wow.
Unbelievable. Spectacular run by Ziegenbusch of 47.
Woo! Slippery like butter, man. He only thought he was, you didn't even know if he was going to get the first down on that 3rd and 2. Slipped through a little crevices there. That is one of the best plays I have seen all season, Jack. And right there, all of Coldwater's momentum that they've worked for is swiped away in one play. We talked about the lack of Anna being on the field, but one play, sometimes all it takes is one play, someone to step up and make a play, and that's Logan Ziegenbusch right there, and Anna's going for 2.
Zig was big.
Zig and zagging.
Yes. Oh, the Z-man was the X-factor on that play. Rockets are down 8-6. They'll go for 2 from the far hash. Receivers left and right. Lone back alongside Ziegenbusch, who rolls right. He's got a receiver 2 yards in the end zone. Ball is thrown low. It's incomplete. Coldwater was trailing Roberts on the play. A little pressure by Coldwater made Ziegenbusch throw it maybe a second sooner than he would have liked. The Cavaliers stopped the 2-point try by Anna, which would have leveled this game. Cavaliers still lead 8-6. 3:56 to go till the end of the first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Of Carson Holman Muff the kickoff return here for the Cavaliers. He had it, lost it back inside the 20, recovered it, did scoot to the 28, and that's where Coldwater starts first and 10, leading 8-6 with 3:50 to go in the first half. It's been quickly played. The QB, Holman, has Deuce alongside, man in motion, and we've got a pre-snap penalty or a timeout by the Cavaliers, who lead 8-6, under 4 to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Palazzo and Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, it's raining now ever so slightly here at Piqua. Coldwater has a first and 10 inside the Cavs 35. Holman, the QB, is being tracked in the offensive backfield. He's cornered, hemmed in. Down he goes at the 24-yard line, and his defensive pressure got to him.
That's Landon Hewitt right there that created that pressure. We got a Coldwater player down on the 20-yard line, but Anna, in those pass situations, their defensive line has got to Carson Holman and has really forced him to be uncomfortable. Jack, it has been a huge plus. That defense has not been put in good situations in the early going, but they have held ship. And then Logan Ziegenbusch with that run has kept them right in it.
Yep, and you look at the stats overall, you would think Coldwater would probably have a 2-touchdown lead. Not the case. 8-6 Cavaliers, timeout called. 3:41 left, second quarter. Second and 14 upcoming for Coldwater from the Cavaliers 24-yard line when we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Up, the shaken up player for the Coldwater Cavaliers is tight end Bennett Spriggs. Spriggs off the field at the moment. Coldwater confronting a second and 14 from the Cavaliers 25. Holman play action, pitches to Obringer, 2 yards downfield. It's off his mitts, incomplete.
No fumble.
He never gained possession. Yeah. Incomplete forward pass.
Yeah, they just tried to throw a little tunnel screen out there to the outside and just dropped it, what did Caden Obringer. So just tried to run that tunnel screen and it dropped it. Now you got a third and long here. And this is a situation that if you're Anna, you couldn't ask much for after Cushot hit that second field goal here. To be in this situation, you got to get this stop here. You got to get the ball back before halftime because Coldwater, you cannot let them go 2-for-1 here with them getting the ball back after half, Jack.
Rockets have 3 timeouts remaining. Trips to the left for Holman. He's back at the 15. Arches a long, high pass. Right sideline. Good coverage by Anna. It's a jump ball at the 45 of the Rockets. Broken up by Anna. Incomplete. And on comes Cushot to punt the ball away for the Coldwater Cavaliers. The breeze, what there is of it, is at his back. Obringer, the intended receiver, couldn't catch the numerals of the Anna defender.
Yeah,
it was well done.
Yeah, it was Ziegenbusch there on the defense. And again, that's the ball a little underwhelming, but again, good defense by Ziegenbusch as well. So a great early down stop. The Anna defensive line creating Coldwater off schedule there and forcing a quick punt.
Here is the punt by Cushot. He hits a ground ball, and Anna thinks about fielding up at the 43, lets it go by. It's inside the 35, the 30. Well done. Nicely executed by the Cavaliers. And the ground ball kickoff, or I should say punt, forces Anna to start inside its own 30. 3:06 to go, second quarter. 8-6 Cavaliers. What a game this has turned out to be. Coldwater, for the first quarter and a half, dominated, led 8-0, couldn't punch the football into the end zone, did get a two-point safety after an Anna intercept inside its own one. First play from scrimmage was a tackle for a loss behind the goal line, and a couple Cusho field goals of 38 and 42, accounting for Coldwater's 8. Ziegenbusch with a long touchdown run of just under 50 yards for Anna. Two-point conversion failed. That's where we are, 8-6. Anna picks up 3 on 1st and 10 from its own 26. It's now 2nd and 7. Rockets at their own 29. Two receivers left and right. Here's that whirly bird action in the offensive backfield by Ziegenbusch. He jabbed, stepped to the right, rolled left, and threw a bomb. Far side, Playman. Good at the 31. He's out of bounds.
Well, they run that speed option to the right. They fake that defense out. Ziegenbusch is able to escape there, and Playman was leaking. It was like a trick play without it really being a trick play. I mean, I don't know how to describe that, but well executed by the Anna Rockets. And that's a huge gain of about 40.
I tell you what, Brandon, Anna is so adept at getting the eyes and feet of the defense to go one way. The play winds
exactly.
up going to the other side of the field from what the defense anticipated. And it took fine footwork by Ziegenbusch in the offensive backfield to avoid the sack. And then he threw on the run on the money to Playman. Way down, just short of the 30. 2:21 left, second quarter. 8-6 Coldwater. Two receivers left and right. Ziegenbusch fakes the inside handoff and keeps. Coldwater's not fooled. They are waiting on him this side of the gridiron, right at the hash mark at the 29. He picked up 2.5 for 3, second down and 7. As we reach the 2-minute mark, Anna's got all 3 timeouts remaining, down but 2 points.
And I think one thing Anna does so well, too, is they're good at executing one thing and then running another play off it. I've seen that so often when we called their Versailles game a couple weeks ago.
Short drop, Ziegenbusch. He's at the 37. He's going to run. He's hemmed in. He's across the line of scrimmage. There might be a penalty marker down against Anna. If so, it's a hold in the offensive backfield as Ziegenbusch romped for first down yardage eventually to the 20.
Yeah.
And you can bet Anna is not thinking field goal unless it's a chip shot down inside the 10-yard line.
No, I think it's aggressive all the way, which is what you have to do if you're Coach Marino. You got the momentum here. You're not going to get the ball after halftime here, so you don't want to give Coldwater a possible two-for-one situation. So you got to be as aggressive as possible, especially with all the momentum that's been going your way the last 4 or 5 minutes of gameplay.
Second down, 17 to go for Anna. Push back to the 38 of the Cavaliers. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. 8-6 Coldwater. Ziegenbusch, short drop. He's at the 45. Deflected pass into the left flat. It's no good. Third and a bunch.
Yeah, just kind of tried to kind of force that one there a little bit.
If you don't gain any yards here, you punt the football out of bounds.
Yeah, I think so. But it's a play where hopefully you can get a chunk play. You know, if I don't know what. I'm sure Coach Marino's got a number in his mind where he'd go for it probably about, I'd say maybe about a 4th and 7, I'm sure.
Right.
Get it in there. You'll get about 10 yards. What play can get you 10 yards on your call sheet right now?
Trips to the left, 3rd and 17. Ziegenbusch stands in the pocket. He's got a receiver, middle of the gridiron, leaping high in the air, caught. It's Playman with a great catch at the 25. He took a shot in the back as he went up to spear it. And the play picked up about 13 or 14, 3 or 4 shy of a first down. Anna gets a timeout, 69 seconds to go, second quarter, 4th and 3 upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It is 4th-and-3 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, 24 of Coldwater. Just over a minute to go, first half. Oh, we got a reverse in the offensive backfield, and Anna muffs it. Ball is down. It's on the ground. Coldwater's got the ball. They'll have it anyway on downs.
Uh-huh.
The play results in a loss of several, and Coldwater takes over. One timeout remaining. Cavaliers possession at about the Coldwater 30. Is Anna, with a little trickery, try to reverse in the offensive backfield, and the handoff was not clean.
Yeah, great play call. I mean, there's nothing that you could say about the play call there. It was getting it to your guy, Zeb Plyman, on a little, jet sweep type action. And he just dropped it. The exchange was not clean. And Coldwater comes up with it on the 4th-and-3. And tough break for Anna there, because he had a convoy out ahead of him. He had about one or two of his offensive linemen out there ahead of him. Would have got the first down and then some.
Oh, Coldwater's thinking field goal again.
Yeah.
60 seconds to go, second quarter. Deep drop, Holman, rolling right. It's a pitch and catch in the flat. It's good. Up over the 35-yard line to the receiver. It was Schreyer who stabbed it. Ran a couple yards to the 38. Winds up being a plus 6. Second down and 4, Cavaliers shy of their own 40. 56 ticks left on the clock. 8-6 Coldwater, late second quarter.
Yeah, and if you're Anna here, your defensive line needs to make a play again. And Carson Oman hasn't had the best success so far against this Anna defensive line. And if you're Oman for Coldwater, you got to step up and hopefully make a play here.
Trips to the left for the quarterback, who looks this way. Arches it to a receiver at the 42-yard line. Completion made. Anna's all over the ball catcher right away. It is hauled in downfield by Schreyer. He is met solidly. Did just get enough for a first down. Move the chains to the 43. Same play, opposite side. It's good for about 6 to the 49. Out of bounds with 41 seconds to go in the second. And Coldwater's got its one-minute drill operated.
They're nickeling and diming right here, going to the boundary here, because they've got Cushot in the back of their mind.
Yep.
And I think Anna knows that, and I know Chip Otten knows that. He is speaking highly of all the kickers he's had in his time at Coldwater, but they're nickeling and diming here. You've got to be able to make a play if you're the Anna defense, or maybe get a negative play here.
I think Coldwater's got its eye on the 25 or 20-yard line to get Cushot within range. Here is Holman on second down and 5. He's in the pocket, runs back toward the line of scrimmage, dishes a pass ahead, far side of the field. It is completed at the 42-yard line, out of bounds. Obringer catches, late hit maybe against Anna.
Yeah.
And that will set up Coldwater down inside the 30.
You're definitely in Cushot range now, and you still got 37 seconds left. So, now you're not thinking three. You're thinking about, I'm putting this hopefully in the end zone. And at worst, I've got Cushot to come out for a three-point try.
And Coldwater gets the ball to start the second half. If you are Anna, the Rockets have got to keep the Cavaliers out of the end zone. Coldwater threatening to go up by a 15-6 count. That would be a two-score lead. 37 seconds to go. Line of scrimmage, shy of the Anna 25. Trips to the left for Carson Holman. gives it off on the play to Deuce, and Deuce is racked up. Far hash mark, 25. That was not the kind of a play from a team that you would think might be trying to put it in the end zone.
Yeah.
They've got their mind set for three. Here's a quick snap and a clock to the ground by the quarterback, Holman, with 18 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Third and nine upcoming for the Cavaliers, who may use their final timeout, not sure.
Yeah, and Homan's been great on this drive. Take out that spike. He's got little nickel and dimes of 7, 6, 5, and 8 yards right there, and aided by that personal foul penalty to get him in field goal range.
Yeah, the penalty has given Coldwater new life. Cavaliers have time to get a first down, maybe throw one to the end zone. Trips to the left on third and nine from the Anna 25. Holman, empty backfield, deep drop at the 40. He might get sacked. No, he steps up in the pocket. He's got a receiver at the 12, the 5. Tackle made at the 1. 10 seconds to go. Oh, the QB, Holman, broke contain. Anna had him corralled left and right. He sprinted back up the middle of the field and delivered a strike to a receiver who ad-libbed and came back toward him. That was Schreier or Obringer. 10 ticks on the clock. Goal to go, Coldwater. And it's an 8-6 lead. Cavaliers now thinking touchdown all the way.
Yeah, but the problem is you're out of timeouts. So that play sheet, even though you're on the 1 yard line, you've got to pass in this situation. I mean, if you had that timeout in your back pocket, I would rely on that run. But you got to maybe get something to the outside or a speed option or something where that ball can go forward.
Can you throw it twice? Is there time enough?
Yeah, exactly.
Not sure.
And it's a decision. But if you pass, you got possibly two plays. A quick fade to a wide receiver that you trust, you might have two plays. So that passing has got to be your best option.
And with the ball on the one near hash, this might be a tougher field goal for Cushot than something from 35 or 40, if indeed that's what winds up taking place. But the ball's at the one, two tight ends. Holman in the spread back at the six. He takes the snap and he's going to throw it. It's an out pattern to a receiver, Schreier. Schreier's got it at the two. He tries to get to the goal line. Anna stacks him up and time runs out. That's it. Into the first half. Wow. Cavaliers went to the air, threw the ball behind the line to Caleb Schreier. He made a nifty grab, but he turned right into the grasp of two Rocket defenders who rolled into the ground, and Coldwater is denied. No field goal, no touchdown, nothing.
Wow, and what a play right there. I mean, you've got to throw that ball in the end zone if you're Coldwater. I know you throw it a yard short and you're expecting him to extend, but that's a great play by the Anna Rockets there, and that reminds me of the end of the 2021 AFC Championship game right before half when the Bengals beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They get that big stop on the goal line before halftime. That's huge for Anna. If they win this game tonight, we point back to this play right there.
My, oh my, Coldwater neglecting to throw the ball into the end zone, and as a result, it's a completed pass.
Yeah.
That didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Anna stuffed the receiver at the two. Line of scrimmage was the one. Schreier caught it. We'll check with a couple of Anna coaches and to get the numerals of the two Anna players who were Johnny on the spot.
I was just in amazement of what plays they've made after that first quarter was just so unfavorable by them to be in the position that they are at. That is a resilient Anna team, and it's why they have come such a long way this year.
It is halftime at Pickwa's Alexander Stadium, Perk Field. 8-6, Coldwater leads Anna. Still dripping a little rain. It is light at the moment, not heavy. There's no wind action. Players haven't seemed to have been bothered. We've got a big regional championship game here in D6 tonight. 8-6 Coldwater at the halftime break. Cavaliers lead the Rockets by two on scores. Broadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
It is halftime at Piqua. 8-6, Coldwater leads Anna. It has been a great game, about as good as an 8-6 game could ever be. 8-6, Coldwater leads by 2. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo from style, or I should say a winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these two teams here tonight. The key building components for sure were make yards on first down, limit the mistakes, and play good football and special teams. Coldwater has certainly done that with a safety and two field goals by Cushot. Nice response by Anna with 6 points after falling down 8-0 in this contest. Those are key building components for these two teams here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, so well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And thanks to Shelby County Veteran Services in Sydney at 133 South Ohio, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits that you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. 8-6 here at the half, and a band performing at the moment. Coldwater leads the Rockets by 2. A new underwriting sponsor on ScorersBroadcast.com. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 102 East Main. Speak to Dr. Katie Bargie Give her a call. Set up a consultation at Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. Number is 937-710-8744. 710-8744. At Restore Physical Therapy, we will treat all orthopedic and neurological conditions, including balance and vestibular rehabilitation, to assist with restoring overall function, mobility, and well-being. We also perform dry needling services and running gait analysis at Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi. Another proud sponsor is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Our halftime here on Scores Broadcast being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction, located in Botkins.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, well. Welcome back here to Pickwa's Alexander Stadium, Perk Field. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman. 8-6, Coldwater leads Annaba 2. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Believe it or not, Brandon, just one touchdown in this game so far.
Yeah, we take a look at the stats here. Anna's got 153 yards total, 73 on the ground, 80 through the air. One pick for Ziegenbusch, but only two incomplete passes. Most of his yardage coming on that 39-yard bomb to Zeb Plyman. For Coldwater, 77 yards through the air, 77 through the on the ground, 66 through the air, and getting a lot on that last drive. Scoring summary in the first quarter, there's a safety that Anna had and that put Coldwater up 2-0 with 4:18. In the second quarter, Bryce Couchot hit a pair of field goals from 38 and 42 yards respectively, put him up 5-0 and 8-0 with a 6:43 mark. Then we saw Logan Ziegenbusch zig and zag his way to the end zone from 47 yards out. Anna no good on the two-point conversion. But not in the box score is that big stop Anna had on the goal line before half, Jack.
Sometimes luck does not go your way. Anna paid the price for a great interception on the 1 foot line. I called it a touchback. I thought it was picked off above the goal line. I thought the officials would give the Anna interceptor the benefit of the doubt. They did not. The ball was ruled to have been intercepted inside the one, and Anna from the spread could not run the ball successfully out of the end zone, got trapped for a two-point safety. That's how the scoring started in this game. Boy, you don't know how this first half would have played out. And Anna got the touchback there and started from the 20 and not given up. The 2 points, and then Coldwater rolled right downfield, getting a good kickoff return after the safety, and tacked on a couple of field goals shortly thereafter. Credit to Anna for being resilient, coming right back, making a statement, getting a TD, missed the two-point conversion, but as you noted, denied Coldwater points before the end of the first half.
Exactly. Biggest play of the game so far.
8-6, Coldwater leads Anna here at the halftime break. Understand that St. Henry, late in the second, led Marion Local 18-7?
18-7, yeah. St. Henry got down right away, but they've responded with 18 consecutive points. Missed a couple extra points, and I think missed a two-point conversion maybe somewhere in the way. So kind of some odd scores around here tonight, or kind of odd ways of scoring you tonight. But, hey, wet night, regional finals, can't ask for much better football than this.
And the last we heard, Hopewell Loudon led Cary 6-0. That's a Division VI regional championship game up at Finley. 6-0. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game next Friday night at 7 at a site to be determined.
Yep.
Again, it's halftime. 8-6, Coldwater leads Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And this is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I am Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. Here at Pickwa's Alexander Stadium, Perk Field, 8-6. It is Coldwater in the lead over Anna, and it is raining a little more heavily here at the moment. We're about 3 minutes or so away from the start of the third quarter of this game. Anna will kick off to Coldwater. Hey, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. Eisenhart Homes, located in Botkins. You see, at Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be the biggest investment of your lifetime. Our goal is to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you'll truly love. Starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design, we'll walk you through every step of the home building process. At Eisenhart, we are hands-on, working with you closely from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You'll love our attention to detail at Eisenhart, which stays within your budget and meets your goals for extremely high quality. We're also experts at remodeling homes. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. We are EisenhartHomes.com in Botkins. That's E-I-S-E-N-H-A-R-D-T, Eisenhart. You'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. Thanks so much to another new sponsor, Curly's Meats. Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for most meat enthusiasts. Today, through the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats, in Jackson Center. at 610 West Pike. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown, wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's not matched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. That's curlysmeats.com, C-U-R-L-Y-S, meats.com. Curly's Meats on West Pike in Jackson Center. We'll preview the start of our second half when we return. Anna's back on the field. Rain coming down more heavily now here in Piqua. Coldwater Cavaliers get the ball to start the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Up here we go. Welcome back to Piqua. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, second half set to start. Anna kicks to the Coldwater Cavaliers, who lead by a score of 8-6. Brandon, the rain is becoming a factor.
It's puddling up. We can see in the track it's puddling up on these certain parts. So the dynamic of both these offenses, it's going to change slightly, I think, going into the second half, Jack.
Here is the boot by Anna. Returned from the 14 by Coldwater. Ooh, there's a stiff tackle at the 27. Late flag comes in, and it might Coldwater. Be a penalty against the return team.
Yeah, Anna's pointing that way. Maybe a block in the back or something.
Opening seconds, third quarter, Coldwater 8, Anna 6. Major step off against the Cavaliers, and more than ever tonight now, Brandon, field position so critical.
Exactly. And you think with this weather, too, a muffed punt, something, a bad snap. We actually saw Coldwater kind of mishandle two punts. It really didn't affect them. They were able to pick it up on the bounce and go. But I think this could be something that could happen in this second half. I mean, it's within the realm of possibility, especially with this weather.
Cavaliers have a first and 10 after the penalty Ball marked for play at the 18-yard line. Carson Oman runs. He's got a cavity. He spurts through it. Look at him go. 25, 28, 29. That's a big chunk on first down. Offensive line for the Cavaliers got the job done. A quick burst of 11. First and 10, Coldwater from the Cavaliers 30.
Yeah, a nice play there by Homan. Just a little QB draw and got it right up the middle. Anna plays about, most of the time, is playing about five guys deep. And they just play about six guys in the box down most times on that play right there.
That's that 3-3 stack. And now Anna's got a five on the line of scrimmage. Homan wants to throw. Open receiver, middle of the field. Makes a great catch at the Anna 45. Anna goes for the pick. They don't get it. See you later. 70-yard touchdown pass to give Coldwater an 8-point lead. Anna went for the interception. Didn't swipe the ball. Didn't get a piece of the leather.
Yeah.
And it was a terrific play to Obringer or Schreier. One of the two. Boy, he looked like Willie Mays. Yeah. Over the shoulder, headed toward the center field fence.
I think it was Obringer. That ball wasn't the best thrown ball either. It was that ball, it floated there. And like you said, Anna went for the pick. And as soon as he caught it, and that Anna's safety missed trying to go for the pick, there was no one there to stop him. So it was just green grass ahead of them and a quick strike for Coldwater through the air with all this rain coming down.
Well, we've got a penalty marker. We've got a drop snap. We've got 5 yards, well, half the distance against Anna. Offside Rockets, I think it's a pre-snap penalty. It'll be assessed. It might be declined by Coldwater, which could just prefer to kick the point and not take the slim yardage advantage. Coldwater with a big break. Anna went for the pick on a pass by Homan, middle of the field. Anna had two defenders in the vicinity of the receiver, who I think was Obringer. He made a great catch. In this weather, it looked like he had glue on his fingertips.
Yeah, and like I said, it just wasn't a great ball, but Anna just tried to go for the pick, and as soon as they missed it, boom, nothing but green grass.
Oh, here's a high snap rolling back to the 20. This is big. The ball is lateraled toward the far sideline, and it's an aborted extra point try by Coldwater. The ball is eventually picked up and thrown down near the goal line. The officials signal no good. Coldwater wants a 2-point conversion allowed. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
And that's a huge, huge miss, because a 9-point lead at 15-6 gives Coldwater a 2-score advantage.
Yeah.
And it's
exactly.
Only 8 as a result.
Yeah, and you got to force Anna to go for that 2-point conversion. But there it is, that bad snap right away. And that weather playing a factor.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you're Anna, you're fine with that, because you know your kicking game isn't as strong as Coldwater's. You got to go for two anyway, so I think you're fine with that if you're Anna.
But the Cavaliers cash in on a big Anna mistake. Rockets go for an interception, not a swatted down pass on a forward pass by Coldwater, which should not have been completed.
No.
That's all there is to it.
No, it wasn't a great ball, and it just Anna swung and missed, tried to go for the big play there of picking it off on, is it second or third down, and just didn't get it there, and a fatal mistake by the Anna secondary, who has been really good for the most part in that first half.
Yep. So it's 14-6 Coldwater with 46 seconds gone here in the second half, and Cushot is preparing to kick off from the Cavs' 40-yard line early on here in the third. The lead for Coldwater is 8. Coldwater was up 8-0 at one point. Anna got 6 points, missed the 2-point conversion. 6 here from the Cavaliers. So the 8-point edge has been restored as Coldwater boots it. With the wind, Anna may have a difficult time returning this. Ball hits in the end zone. No chance. First down, Anna at the 20. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Arushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing as well. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. Anna snaps it back to Ziegenbusch. Uh-oh, the ball's on the ground. Ziegenbusch lost it. We've got a tussle for it. Cavaliers, I think, have got the recovery. Or does Anna have it inside the 15? Ooh, a break for the Rockets, who lost the football. Cavaliers said, we've got it, we've got it. Anna pounced on it. It did not look like the intended ball carrier. Thought he was going to receive the handoff. Right away, Brandon, we have noticed weather coming into play.
Yeah, and it's like I said before the second half started, it's going to be a factor. We've already seen it a factor on two plays inside a minute and a half of this second half.
And it's raining pretty heavily. Ziegenbusch has just thrown wildly, an incomplete pass in the left flat. Had a man available, although Coldwater was collapsing on Brody Murray at about the 16-yard line. Don't think he could have gone very far, but nonetheless, an aborted handoff, a sloppy incompletion, and Anna quickly has a third and 16 from its own 13-yard line. Coldwater's defensive linemen can pin back their ears here. The rush is coming. It's Ziegenbusch at the 5, looks middle of the field, skips out of the pocket, 10, 15, 20. He's jarred at the 21, jammed to the ground. It's going to be fourth down and 10 or 11 for Anna. Rockets will punt against the wind. Momentum Coldwater early on third quarter of this game. That's Production Support, Inc. and Rushi. We promote Scores broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region that Scores follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. Egbert at his 10 to punt the football. He booms it. Oh, it's very good.
Great punt.
Hits at the Coldwater 37, rolls to the 30. That's where the Cavs start first and 10. Anna does a nice job flipping the field around right there.
That's huge. You need something positive to go your way, and I know a punt sounds bland to everyone, but field position, field position, field position, location, location, location. Now, if you're Anna, you just got to make up. It's one big fatal mistake that kind of, it hasn't blown this game open, but has made it just a steeper hill to climb for Anna here. And if their defense can step up and get a stop here and maybe get some good field position, you know, maybe they can make a play and get right back in this.
Well, it is first and 10 for the Cavaliers from their own 31. Here's where Anna needs a three-play stop to get the ball back in a jiffy. Deep handoff, Deuce, line of scrimmage, herky-jerky move, and he hops to the 35. He garnered 4, second down and 6 for the Coldwater Cavaliers.
And I think you're going to see Coldwater content, which is running this second half with this 8-point lead. You know, just try to keep Ziegenbusch and the offense on the sideline, try to play for field position and everything. I think that's the right thing to do if your offensive play caller Chip Otten here.
I'd like to let you know that the Sydney Frisches has never left. It's here in Sydney, going strong, as popular as ever on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Sydney Frisches, oh, those fabulous Frisches favorites that have passed the test of time. Frisches in Sydney. It has never left. It's still there and is as popular as ever. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding, delicious hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie at Frisch's too. Don't forget, the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10. That's right, till 10 every single night. No gain on the last play for Coldwater. Third and 7. Play action. Quarterback Holman rolling way back behind the line. He is being hit as he throws belatedly incomplete middle of the field. He avoided about a 15-yard sack.
As an Ezra Egbert coming right by, we got Nana. Oh, Stern's coming off under his own power. Thank goodness there for a second for Anna. I was gimping a bit. But Ezra Egbert's played a heck of a game tonight for Anna, playing on that defensive line. Holman threw an ill-advised pass over the middle. Could have been like an arm punt, basically. Missed the receiver down the field, but, man, nice play there by Ezra Egbert.
Yep, here's where Anna, Brandon, needs a return of some kind to start this drive a little closer to midfield than where the return man, Hoing, is stationed. He's back at his 25. Cushot to punt. He'll take the deep snap at the 20. We played 4 minutes, third quarter. It is 14-6 Coldwater. Short kick, takes a Coldwater bounce. Beautifully done. Fine topspin. Ball lands at the 37, winds up at the 23. Anna starts first down, 10 yards to go.
About 24-yard line there.
And the ball rolled a good 15, 16 yards. And there is a skill in doing that.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it is an art. That's a good way to put it.
Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney, Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75? We're still in Sydney, going strong. Fabulous Frisch's favorites. Boy, I like their dinner menu. Hot meatloaf, chicken pot pie, spaghetti, and more. Frisch's, far more than just the big boy sandwich and those iconic favorites. You'll love the dinner menu at Frisch's, Michigan Avenue in Sydney, still there going strong. Every bit as popular as ever. Ziegenbusch, quarterback draw, dancing line of scrimmage, hops to the outside. Oh, he's got an avenue. And there he goes, zipping to the far sideline into the Coldwater bench. He's got 10, 15 yards, close to the 40.
Yeah, and there you go. You're going to see Ziegenbusch with his legs have to be more effective. Now the rain slowed down a bit here now. It's actually about not exactly a standstill, but it's considerably lessened.
Ziegenbusch brings his team up. We've got action at the line of scrimmage pre-snap, and the officials will conference and talk it over. Is it five? It might be offside Coldwater. Was it movement premature by Anna?
Coldwater on Coldwater, stepping off 5 here.
First and 5, Rockets at their own 45, trailing 14-6 is Anna. 7:50 left in the third. Ziegenbusch brings his team up, trips to the right. He rolls this direction, looking. Oh, he's got an open receiver at the 45 of Coldwater, but the ball is short hopped.
Yeah, and that might be that wet ball. I don't know.
Sure is.
I don't know. Tried to hit. Maybe who is it? I couldn't tell who the number was. Maybe it was Brody Murray. I don't know.
I think it was Vobel.
Yeah.
Vobel was available, and Ziegenbusch just threw it into the turf a couple yards short. Vobel was wide open, and that was a gain for every bit of 10. Second down, 10, Anna, 45-yard line of the Rockets. 7:46 to go in the third, 14-6 Cavaliers. Ball at the far hash. Ziegenbusch with a jab step to the right, keeps it up the middle, and he is halted after a one-yard pickup. That's it. Second down and 9. Ziegenbusch tried to get the motion going to the right, then he thought he'd cut it back. But the Cavaliers were waiting on him. Good defensive stance in there by a defensive lineman. Nicely done by Rissmiller in the middle of that Coldwater defensive formation. 5 minutes gone. Third quarter. Third and 4. Keep in mind now, there was a 5-yard penalty against the Cavs. A 1-yard run by Ziegenbusch. Here's a pitch out to the right. Oh, Coldwater's all over it. Coldwater hits the pitch out man and shakes the ball loose. It's on the ground. Cavaliers recovery at the Anna 44. Ziegenbusch rolled right, and the pitch man was targeted. He was labeled by two or three Cavaliers. and the ball was pounded loose. Recovery Cavaliers at the 44 of Anna. That play's not been there tonight once.
No, turning that little speed option out there, and that's been identified right there, and a great job. And again, that weather playing a factor, I believe, on that option as well, but a great job by the Coldwater defense there as well to jar that loose and get the turnover.
And now the Cavaliers have it first and 10 at the Anna 44. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Oh, the Anna Rockets turn it over. And Coldwater's got it on the plus side of the 50. We've got a marker to pre-snap foul against the Cavaliers.
Okay, center right guard area on over there, but that's a nice needed break there for Anna. Going to play that first and 15. Be interested to see how Coldwater played that. I was going to be interested to see how Coldwater was going to play that first down from scrimmage. They were going to try to take a shot downfield or not.
I tell you, the key to this game has been Coldwater's penetration. When Anna's tried to go wide with the sweep, the pitch out, the jet to the right or left, Coldwater has been all over it from the get-go. First and 15. Here is Holman. He hangs onto the ball. It's his own read by the quarterback. He takes it away from Deuce. And then Holman scampers over the 50, 45, toppled at the 43. Good play by Holman. He picked up five or six. Second down, close to 10. Cavaliers, Anna 43. 6:30 left to go here in the third. 14-6 Coldwater. Oh, big mistake there by the Rockets, who've had a couple of them in this third quarter. A pass that should have been batted down was not. Led to a long touchdown for the Cavaliers of 70. And then a fumble. Oh, here's a screen pass to the right. Anna nearly deflected it in the offensive backfield. Catch is made, a run for five after the catch. It is third down and at least four, maybe five to go for a first down at the Anna 39. It was Pullman on the reception. Anna covered it well. Boy, it was close to being a pick six in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, it was. And they read that screen perfectly.
Third down, five, Coldwater. 39 of Anna. Single receivers left and right, slot right. Let's see what Holman's up to here. Two men in the backfield. Deuce and sweep runs out of real estate, and he travels into the boundary and the Coldwater bench at about the 36 or 7. He picked up 2.5. It is fourth down upcoming and about 2.5 or 3 to go for a first down. This is the biggest play of the second half for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's the right idea for them to go for it here too. With the part of the field they're at, that would be like a 53-yarder, I think, for Cusheau at that point anyway. So big play in the game right here. This could be a momentum flipper for Anna.
Fourth down, 2.5 to go outside the 35 of Anna. 8-point lead, Coldwater. Holman, long snap count. Delays some more. Maybe a 5-yard penalty. Delay a game.
Yeah. That's a killer.
Yep, the snap
right
came
there.
Late. Perhaps Coldwater was hoping, fingers crossed, that Anna would jump. Rockets did not.
Now do you punt?
Yes, I would think you
and
would.
And they are. They're changing out personnel. Maybe that was on purpose. Maybe that was to get him to jump, but I doubt that either. I really think they're going to go for it.
Yeah, I think fourth and two, 2.5, you give it a shot. But now you got a punt. Cusheau is back at the 45. He's on the other side of the 50. Anna with a deep man is hoeing at the 5-yard line. Oh, look at that bouncing punt. Executed beautifully by special teams. Hoeing picks it up at the 6. He's wedged in. Nowhere to go. Anna's backed up. And that's where the Rockets have been here in the third quarter.
Special teams has been huge for Coldwater here tonight, not just with the field goals, but the good punts so far, too. And that's made a difference for Chip Otten's squad.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pregame. I said, Chip, your teams, year after year after year, have just kicked the crap out of the ball. Your special teams have been dynamite. And it's so true here this evening. Difference in the game.
Yeah.
Special teams.
Yeah, 100%.
Ziegenbusch takes the snap at the one. Big running play. Anna. Rockets break it to the 20, 25, 28-yard line. Don't know if that was Zeb Plyman. Don't believe it was the fullback, Riley Brewer.
Yeah. That's the name I haven't called all year. What a great play for Anna.
So it's a first down out at the 26. By mistake, 29. Well done by the Rockets. Offensive line opened up a huge cavity. And running right through it on the play. And we'll give credit to Brewer, who cracked off left guard. Here's that whirly bird maneuver by Ziegenbusch in the offensive backfield. He's eluding men forever. Then down he goes.
Ball's
he is sacked finally at the 23-24. Coldwater man shaken up. We could have a delay in the action here. Ziegenbusch with a triple whirly bird in the offensive backfield. Timeout called. It's going to be second down and 14 for Anna. Loss on the play of 4. 4:27 to go in the third. 14-6 Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, the Marion local Flyers 76-game win string is about to end tonight. Midway second half, St. Henry 24, Marion local 7. If Anna does not win tonight, we will cover St. Henry Columbus Grove next week at a site to be determined. Players all over the field shaken up on the last play, which resulted in a 4-yard loss for Anna after a brilliant run from scrimmage. Pushed the ball close to the 30. Now it's second down and 14. Anna 24, 4:27 to go in the third. Rockets down by 8, Brandon.
And a chance Anna loses that fumble right there is second and 15 here. Got to make something happen here to make this third and manageable.
Yeah, Rockets coughed up the previous play but did recover. Oh, here's a run play. Left tackle bursting through is Anna to the 30, 34, 35-yard line. What a run on the play by Riley Brewer as he smacked ahead. Good blocking, leaving Anna third and manageable at the 35. Riss Miller on the last hit. Ziegenbusch on a keeper around the right end. Ziegenbusch is hemmed in, puts his head down, noses to the 35, 36, and he's short of the first down but two. And I think Anna's got to go for it. Down 8. And the Rockets are, knowing head coach Nick Marino like I do, offense stays on the gridiron.
And this is risky here because if you don't get it, you're in Cusho range right away, and that could make it a two-possession game. This could be the ball game right here.
Yep, 4th and 2, Anna, 32 of the Rockets. Snap back to Ziegenbusch, who retreated and punted the football, and he reversed the field. Tremendous kick. 25-20, rolling, 15-10, 6-yard line. Coldwater
great
starts
play
just outside its own 5. That turned into a great choice, fine decision. Logan Ziegenbusch plays well, defensive secondary, outstanding quarterback, and he is a punter in tight situations right there. Beautifully done. Let's see if the Anna defense can make it pay off.
Exactly, and they've done a nice job tonight as this Anna defense, so that's a good call there by Coach Marino. Pin him back in their 6. Hope he can get a stop here and flip the field.
3:12 to go. Third quarter of this game. It is 14-6 Coldwater. Cavs have it at their own 6. Holman is in the spread. He'll take the snap at the goal line. He keeps it. looks right tackle, nothing there. Goes up the middle, makes a man miss, gets a block. 20, 22, 23. My goodness gracious, Carson Holman turned on the Jets. He stayed afloat, nothing there over the right side, but he turned it into a big gain of 17.
These cool water runners do a really good job of just being patient and waiting for that hole to open.
Yep.
And sometimes it's not always there right away, and sometimes runners just lean into it, but they're doing a great job, the ball carriers, of being patient and then hitting that hole.
Well, you talk about improvement. Holman, much better in this game tonight than he was in the regular season meeting way back week four. When Anna played Coldwater at Booster Field, Holman calls his number again, penetrates over the line of scrimmage. He's got a big gap. Look at him go. 40-45. Anna in pursuit and knocks him out of bounds. Bumping into the sideline was Siggenbusch way over at the 45. 5 yards on the plus side of the 50. Carson Holman calling his own number, Brandon. And what, he's run the ball for 50 yards and three carries?
Yeah, and it's been great. They've been opening up bigger holes for them. This Anna defense at times maybe getting wear down by being on the field just a little too much that first half. Runs of 12, runs of 17, runs of 33, a pass play of 70 yards. And only so far, Coldwater has 7 points to show for it. Let's see if they can add on here.
14-6 Coldwater, which missed the two-point conversion. End sweep to the right. It's Deuce, nearly tackled behind the line. Scrambles to get back to the line of scrimmage. Down he goes at the 44. Remember, this drive started back at the Coldwater 6. Quarterback Carson Holman has done big-time damage.
Yep.
No gain there. Second down close to 10. 1:38 to go in the third. Coldwater 14 and a 6.
And again, Holman just got better as the game's gone on, which is what you want to see from a veteran quarterback.
Well, Coldwater has turned the field in its favor, starting from its own 6. Second down, 9 officially. Holman's going to keep. Meets resistance, line of scrimmage. He swarmed, gang tackled, no gain at the 44. Third and 9, 1 minute to go, third quarter. Well, what win there is, we have determined, has really been from right to left, north to south, here in this game. Judging from Cusho's kicks and Cusho's kickoffs and punts, Coldwater's got the ball here, third and 9, final 40 seconds, third quarter. Ball at the Anna 44-yard line. Trips to the left for the QB, Holman. He's got Deuce alongside. Holman calls his number, blasting ahead behind his left guard and tackle, surging to the 36 of Anna. Very close to another first down. Cavaliers will no doubt go for it on 4th and 1. Boy, that offensive line for Coldwater has really provided the impetus here on this drive. It has been outstanding. Cavaliers may talk it over.
Yeah, it's the end of the quarter, too.
Yes, final seconds winding down. That'll finish the third. Coldwater 14 and a 6 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, here we go. It is fourth down, a yard for Coldwater at the Anna 36. Play of the night, Cavaliers run, left guard. Anna trips up the ball carrier. No gain. Anna football. Ball marked for play at the 36. Anna's offense on the field. Coldwater needed to reach the 35. Did not make it. Great penetration by Anna. Didn't get the numerals of the lineman.
Carter Edwards there made the stop. I think got the stop started, and the defensive line came and smothered him.
Carter Edwards with the defensive tackle of this game. No gain on the play. Deuce, the ball carrier for Coldwater, and he was stopped cold. Anna takes over. Opening seconds, fourth quarter, 14-6 Coldwater. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Some room to operate. Ball out of the 35. Sekamish throws in the offensive backfield to Roberts. And one, two, three, black shirts smother him. Yeah. It's a loss of three or four.
Yeah, not the way you wanted to start. I don't know if the screen pass is the right way. I know you want him to get it out to other guys like Bobble and Roberts. But just kind of going backwards behind the line of scrimmage. Coldwater, nice job there all over that.
Oh, a number of the Anna horizontal plays, the lateral plays, not going vertically down the field. Many of those have been stopped by Coldwater here in this game. And now the Rockets are behind the sticks, second and 14. It is Ziegenbusch rolling left behind a bevy of blockers. He keeps, puts his head down. He digs for 5 yards, six, maybe seven. He is tackled on the play by Groose of Coldwater. Big 9-9 on his back. Line of scrimmage 38. Third and eight for Anna. 10:51 to go in the game. Anna down by a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. The difference of 8 points in this game. Two field goals by Coldwater and a safety by Coldwater. Third down eight, Anna. Ziegenbusch is in the pocket of the 30. He's getting nervous feet. He's at the 29. Uh-oh. He's going to be belted out of bounds. It's a sack. Anna wants a flag. Was one thrown. Ooh, the Rockets wanted a late hit out of bounds by the Cavaliers. It is not called.
Yeah.
And Anna, after getting the stop, turning Coldwater over on downs at the 35. Anna goes 3 yards in reverse on three plays, and the Rockets have to punt the football. Anna lining up with Ziegenbusch in the shotgun punt formation, and it's a line drive kick. It is bouncing at the 32. It goes away from the Coldwater deep man, who scurries around the end. He fielded the ball at the 17, got to the 23, first and 10 Cavaliers inside their own 25.
And you let that ball bounce a couple times. It gives your special teams more time to get down there. But like you said, Jack, on that third down, Anna wanted, looked like a Coldwater player that come in at the end, kind of drove him into the ground out of bounds. And in today's NFL, you might get that call. You know, certain quarterbacks might get that call. But in high school football, I think that was the right call. I think to keep that in their pocket. You know, maybe some NFLA would for player protection, but I'm fine with them keeping that flag in their pocket. It wasn't a malicious hit or anything. It was just a football play.
2 minutes gone, fourth quarter, first and 10, Coldwater, Cavaliers 24. It's a Carson Holman run. He bucks to the line of scrimmage. He stood up, no gain.
Ezra Egbert, again, he has been a monster for Anna. You talk about Julian Stearns, but Ezra Egbert has anchored that line tonight for Anna as he comes off the field.
Is he your player of the game?
I would say so far, yeah. He has done a really nice job. He's played really well.
At this point, he is. Second down and 9 for Coldwater. Ball marked for play at the 25. Down to 9:50 to go, fourth quarter. 14-6 Coldwater in the lead. Like to let you know that Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie on South Main is your new community go-to store. It's gone local. We found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market, and we've got them for you at Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie. Two backs alongside Holman. Snap is on the ground. Aborted play. Anna stuffs it. It winds up being a one-and-a-half-yard gain. There's a late tush push by Coldwater out to the 28 or 29. Cavaliers got lucky.
Yeah, I was kind of confused. I'm like, was it a fumble or a risky play for a moment?
Third and five for Coldwater, short of the Cavaliers' 30. 3 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Coldwater 14, Anna 6. Hey, at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, we've now got Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. Possession down. Oh, it's a quarterback draw. It's the QB, Holman, caught at the 32. He doesn't make it. Oh, it was Anna Wise getting to Holman.
No.
The seas parted. It opened up. And then Anna's defenders, Wilt, led the charge, wrapped up the knee of Holman. He picked up two or three, fourth and two, Coldwater. Couchot back at a 17 to punt the ball. Or at least you think Coldwater is going to kick. And with a deep man of 25. Clock down to 8 minutes. It's getting late. It's still 14-6, Coldwater. Punt is away. It's that end-over-end bouncing kick. Oh, it sticks like a wedge at the 40. Doesn't roll but 5 yards.
Yeah, and it's going to be decent field position here for Anna at their 34. Now you got to think in the back of your mind, it's 7:48 to go. Both teams have all three timeouts. You got to treat this like as a last drive if you're Anna. I would think the odds are in your favor to get another drive, but you got to treat it like it's a last drive because you never know. I mean, Coldwater could. I mean, Anna's defense has been on the field a long time. They could maybe get worn down, even though their defensive line's played a great game. You got to be aggressive if you're Coach Marino.
That was not the punt that Couchot wanted. It stuck in the turf like a nine iron, bounced only 5 yards. Here's Eggenbush retreating to throw, running out of the pocket around the right end. He's nabbed around the ankles behind the line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up a couple. Let's see where the ball is marked for play. I'm confused momentarily. Give him two to the 37. Second down, eighth for Anna. 7:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 14-6 Coldwater.
Yeah, a nice little scamper there, and he gets 3 yards.
I tell you what, the Cavaliers have contained Anna's offense tonight as well as any team all season long. Ziegenbusch running again around left end, makes one man miss, puts his head down, digs to the 40, over it to the 41. Third and three, close to four to go for Anna. Clock winding down, 6:50, 6:49 to go, fourth quarter. Anna trailing by eight. Ball at the Rockets 40. Coldwater did a nice job stringing these plays out, not letting Anna get on the edge. Three down linemen, four linebackers. Here is Ziegenbusch in the pocket. Open receiver, left sideline, inbounds. Yes, it's caught at the 49-yard line.
Kale Hoing right there with that reception. And just soft coverage by Coldwater. Hoing hasn't had a target all night there, but 9 yards right there. Only the second completed pass. First completed pass that is positive yards for Ziegenbusch in the second half.
And I tell you what, Hoing, not a likely receiver, third in possession. But Hoing was available unaccounted by the Coldwater defense. Played good to the 49. First and 10, Rockets. Here's a fake sweep to Plyman. Deep in the pocket, Ziegenbusch throws high for his target at the 41. Uh-oh, Ziegenbusch was clobbered. He was drilled hard well after he threw the football. That's going to be a major personal foul on Coldwater.
That's on Braylon Gerlach, one of those sophomores that we'd seen Chip Ottenhead. They'd rotated in on the defense. That's the call that Anna folks wanted on the last drive, but that call right there is the right call. He got drove into the ground pretty hard there.
6 minutes, 28 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, 14-6, Coldwater up eight. Hey, don't forget now that Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie's got a brand new smoothie machine. It's new, the smoothie machine. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. And the North Laramie drive-through is now the Schaefer drive-through. As Anna on first and 10 throws an incompletion in the right flat. Coldwater defensively, the last 9-10 games of the year, has played like this, game in, game out, giving up ground so grudgingly. And here tonight, Anna's potent offense, averaging 4.5 to 5 touchdowns a game, has been stalled out by the Cavs' D. Most of the night, Coldwater has had Anna's number. Anna finding it hard to pick up big chunks of yards. Second and 10 here at the Coldwater 35. Ziegenbusch drops straight in the pocket. Open receiver, middle of the field. Caught at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Anna! What a strike. Right on the money.
Tyson Bobble with that grab. What a great job. Ziegenbusch looks like he's going to run that sweep. He steps forward, rocks back, fires, 36-yard touchdown strike, and Anna's going to go for two in the tie.
That was a deep post. Well run by Bobble. Ziegenbusch had him all the way as Bobble beat Traer in the secondary. Bobble caught it in stride at the 15. Ziegenbusch hit him right over the shoulder as Bobble caught it just above the helmet. Despite the rain, which continues to fall, although it is subsiding somewhat here now, as Anna lines up for a two-point conversion from the left hash. It's 14-12 Coldwater. Anna for the 2 points after in the tie. Ziegenbusch fakes the inside handoff, fakes to the right, then back to the left, throws into the end zone, and Coldwater picks it off. Intercepted. The two-point try, no good, as Coldwater read the route, jumped it.
Yeah.
14-12. Anna down 2, 6:16 left in the fourth. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, after a kickoff return by Coldwater to the 32, Cavaliers are going to try a little bit of a pound and ground. Keep the ball away from Anna. 5:42 left in the ball game. Coldwater runs for 4 yards on first and 10 out to the 36. It was Deuce over left guard. Here is Holman in the spread of the 31. Coldwater leads by 2 points, 14-12. Holman behind the line. Look at him go. Oh, he goes in retreat. Anna's all over him, pushing him back. Let's see where forward progress is going to be marked.
That Anna defensive line has been fantastic all night. Those guys just get after it, Jack.
I tell you what, Coldwater got a break because the QB Holman was running backwards. He was being grabbed. His legs were still kicking. He wasn't down, but the officials gave him a positive forward progress mark at the 31. It's only a loss of four. Could have been a loss of seven or eight. Third down and 10, Cavaliers at their 31. Two receivers left, flags fly.
Oh.
Pre-snap penalty. Oh, my goodness. An Anna player yanked down Holman by the face mask after a pre-snap whistle had been sounded. And fortunately for the Rockets, I think that foul is ignored.
Yeah.
And the pre-snap penalty obviously takes precedence.
Yes. And for any of you out there to know, the Marion local win streak is now over. 24-7 final. St. Henry onto their first Final Four since 2006.
And the 78-game win streak, no, 76. 76. 64, four seasons worth, 16, 16, 16, 16, and then 12 this year. The 76-game win streak for Marion Local is finished. St. Henry wins 24-7. Third down for Coldwater and a bunch. Third and 15. They keep it in Holman's hands. The quarterback is wrestled down at the 28, and Cushot will have to punt. Anna will have 4 minutes to get the ball down the field into darn near extra point field goal range or to score a touchdown.
And we said Anna's kicking game hasn't been the best, so reliable in this situation. Just go for the score. Go get the touchdown. If you're thinking about the field goal right now, you got to go down and score a touchdown if you're Logan Ziegenbusch right here.
Well, Anna wants to field this punt. That's all there is to it. Hoing is at his 30. Oh, kick is nearly blocked. Low kick hits in Coldwater's 45-yard line and then takes a bounce, another bounce, and a 45. Good field position. Rockets at their own 42. Head coach Chip Otten and defensive coordinator Mr. Bruns putting all of the pressure on the defensive unit.
And exactly. But this is the situation. The interesting thing is we usually talk about seniors in this moment. There's a lot of sophomores on the field. Coldwater's got a young defense. We got a young quarterback here for Anna. I think this is a drive where if you're Zeb Plyman, you really need to work to get yourself open. I know he's going to be a focal point of the Coldwater secondary, but right here is the moment where it's your Zeb Plyman. You got to get open and hopefully make a play.
First and 10, Anna, Rockets 41. Ziegenbusch in the pocket. Oh, he's got bobble. He's got bobble near sideline over his fingertips at the 26. Ooh, he had a shot at it. He was coming down near the near sideline. He would have gone out of bounds soon after the catch in the vicinity of the 20. He was striding for it between the 30 and 25. Well thrown to Ziegenbusch.
Yeah.
Oh, by the length of a finger, it missed.
It was just hard to track if you're bobble. I mean, you're running there. You're trying to do it like catching a fly ball, tracking back. Great play design. Almost worked.
Second and 10, Anna. Rockets 42. Inside handoff. Coldwater's all over it. As the ball carrier for the Rockets, Riley Brewer, takes a man with him for just 2 yards. And that is it. Good tackle, Riss Miller in the middle of the line there for Coldwater. And now Anna's got two plays to get almost 9 yards. Anna tried to buffalo the Cavaliers and run the ball on second and a full 10. It didn't work. And now you just about have to pass twice for sure. Line of scrimmage, 43. 2:37 to go. Third and 9, Ziegenbusch line of scrimmage, fakes the pitch out, he's cornered and dropped at the 42. Coldwater stood their ground as they have all night long. Cavaliers have limited the Rockets to two scores. And now Anna's got a fourth down and nine from the Rockets 43, and this could very well be the ball game.
You got all three timeouts if you're Anna, but you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about getting that first down right here. They try to get that speed option with Zigabush, try to get it with his legs, but Anna's very patient getting up into the line. They're putting all their chips in the center of the table here, Jack.
Now, Anna has not been real effective with the running backs going wide to the numbers either side of the field in this game. Zigabush in the pocket. Here comes pressure. Zigabush is 7 yards behind the line. He's hemmed in back at the 37. He's going to run with it. He gets to the 40, 45, dumped at the 48, 5 yards short of the first down stake, a couple yards shy of the 50. Zigabush's receivers were covered. He was under duress immediately. Good pursuit by Obringer, and Coldwater stops Anna, which turns it over on downs. Rockets trail 14-12. A minute 38 to go. If you're Anna, you go timeout, timeout, timeout,
yeah.
Force a punt, and you get the ball back with no timeouts inside your own 20-yard line.
And I think if you're Coach Otten, too, you can be aggressive through the air here, too, because if you've got the ability to punt, and even you can punt them deep, too, with no timeouts that Anna will have. So you have a lot of options here if you're Coach Chip Otten.
Deep handoff on the play to Deuce. Look at Deuce go. He pile drives right up the middle over right tackle, puts his head down and pounds to the 42-41. He picked up seven. Timeout Anna. Second and three upcoming. A minute 33 to go. Coldwater in business, leading 14-12. Just over 90 seconds left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, the Cavaliers here on second and three from the Anna 39. Run Deuce right up the middle. Ooh, he's pushed back. He lost a yard. It's going to be third down. More than three to go for a first down for Coldwater. A minute 27 to go in the game. Anna uses its second timeout. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, if Anna wants a last gasp effort, the Rockets defense has got to stop the Cavaliers here. Third and three, 40-yard line of Anna. Coldwater in possession. Long cadence by the quarterback Holman trying to draw Anna off. Scoreboard clock not running. Ball was not snapped. Timeout called Coldwater. Anna was disciplined. Rockets didn't move. Third and 2.5 or so when we come back. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 40. Coldwater third down upcoming. And a minute 27 to go. Cavs lead 14-12. on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is Coldwater at the line of scrimmage, 40-yard line of Anna. It is a sweep to the left in the offensive backfield, and Coldwater breaks it wide. Ball carrier's got 10, 15 yards, and he slides down. That's a heads-up play, 23-yard line of Anna. Oh, the Cavaliers blocked it. They sold out to the left. Two guards were pulling, and Coldwater rumbled for about 12 or 13 yards. I think that was Pullman who carried the ball. It wasn't Deuce. A minute 20 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Coldwater is at the Anna 25. The Rockets use their final timeout, and that's going to wrap this game up. Cavaliers will take a couple knees, and that will do it. Coldwater 14, Anna 12. Coldwater's defense was the name of the game tonight, plus special teams. Only one touchdown for Coldwater. Anna got two.
Yeah.
But the Rockets are going to lose the ball game.
Yeah, and in that beginning of the game and the couple field goals and the safety is just unfortunately what's going to cost them. That safety, something that's going to cost them. They forced them to have to go for two twice, but you know, a great football game, two very good deserving teams, and a good even matched game, and it just goes to Coldwater this time. So Coldwater, St. Henry on to the Final Four.
Yep. St. Henry thumped Marion Local 24-7 tonight in a game played at Wapakoneta. Victory formation for the Cavaliers with a minute 18, minute 17 to go. 14-12 Coldwater. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years now at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner is Deb Gubo. Stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and you will come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Victory formation again for Coldwater. That'll do it. And it can't stop the clock. Coldwater's defense and special teams pave the way for a Cavaliers triumph over Anna tonight. Final tally, 14-12. Anna finishes a great season, 10-4 for the Rockets. Outstanding campaign, and quite a few players come back. We'll highlight the seniors in just a few minutes for you. Coldwater victorious. Cavaliers move on, nipping Anna but two as Anna came up short on both of the Rockets' 2 points after tries. Hey, don't forget that Schaefer Market located in Fort Loramie. There's a new Schaefer drive-through on the other end of town where North Loramie drive-through was previously located. So grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-through. Stop in to Schaefer Market, located on South Main in Fort Loramie. See all the new items, plus your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 feet by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com. SchaeferOil.com, Holly at SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low prices, plus a penny from each gallon sold this month goes to a special public service endeavor. And here in the month of November, the Gallon Giveback Program benefits the Fort Loramie fundraising efforts for band uniforms. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie and Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began way back in 1986, one customer then. Today, more than 200 additional businesses served by A&M Pallet. We're just pleased to promote pride in our communities, offering a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. A&M Pallet is behind community, that's for sure. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level positions available in shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Special teams, Coldwater's defense, they get the job done. Anna Rockets, heartbreaking defeat, 14-12. Certainly nothing at all to be ashamed of here tonight. This is an outstanding Coldwater team, which came on strong over the last couple months of the season. Both teams were playing their best football heading into regional championship play here tonight. Coldwater's defense most of the evening had Anna's number. Rockets just simply did not move the ball this evening as freely as they had all season long. We'll return with more to wrap it up in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Up the Anna Rockets have just been presented regional runners-up honors from Piqua High School Athletic Director Chip Hare. representing the OHSAA here tonight. 14-12, Coldwater beats Anna. Several outstanding seniors for the Anna Rockets will graduate next May and move on. Josiah Richards, Zeb Plyman, Landon Hewitt, a senior, Brockton Duncan, Brady Winning, a senior, continuing down through the list, Nolan Wilt, a senior, Jackson Billing, also a senior for the Anna Rockets, Coleman Martin, the fine center, a senior. And that's it. A number of outstanding players return. I think I mentioned Nolan Wilt. I can't forget him. But a number of starters, outstanding reserves, do return next year for the Rockets, including quarterback Logan Ziegenbusch, who's just a sophomore, receiver Tyson Vobel, whose name you heard many times tonight. He's back. Cale Hoing, just a sophomore. Wyatt Howell, who is Mr. Interception Man on defense this year, just a junior. Carter Edwards, a junior. Ezra Egbert, an underclassman. Offensive lineman Alex Webker, Ian Burmeister, both sophomores. Riley Brewer, the fullback, a junior. Brody Murray, a soft. Just a host of fine players come back. No reason why the Anna Rockets will not return to this regional championship game next year. Julian Stearns, 6'6 junior, he is back next season. Austin Steinke, outstanding defensive player, also a junior. So, wealth of talent back for the Anna Rockets for football in 2026, alongside Brandon Coverman. Brandon, special teams, defense for Coldwater, that was the tail of the tape.
Yeah, I mean, take a look at that. It really was like Cusho kicking that safety early. That is a huge difference here in this ball game. And take a look overall, Anna will finish 261 yards total. You know, through the air or through on the ground, they had 140, and then 121 through the air for Coldwater, 177. Through on the ground and 137 through the air for 304 total. Scoring in the first quarter, there was Coldwater safety with 4:18 to go to put the Cavs on top 2-0. A pair of Bryce Cusho field goals from 38 and 42 yards in the second quarter made it 8-0. And right before half, with 3:56 to go, a 47-yard Logan Ziegenbusch dashed to the end zone, made it 8-6. 2-point conversions, no good. And then in the third quarter, a 70-yard Caden Obringer touchdown from Carson Homan made it 14-6, and then a 36-yard Tyson Bobble reception with 6:16 to go made it 14-12. The 2-point conversion, no good, and that's where the score stood at 14-12.
Net yards rushing for Anna, factor in sacks. They take the sacks out.
Yeah.
How did Plyman, Murray, Roberts, Brewer do on the ground? They probably didn't have 100 yards.
Yeah, no. Coldwater contained them, and they did a really nice job of not letting them get out on the edge. What a really good job that Coldwater does.
Yeah, Ziegenbusch, just not as free tonight as he was in previous games. Oh, he was spied on by a couple Cavaliers who got great penetration across the line of scrimmage. That's their bread and butter on defense.
Exactly.
They will get defensive players a yard, 2 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, just a split second after the snap, and that will be disruptive, and it was tonight.
Exactly, and that disruptive defense will get Coldwater a second consecutive regional championship and on their way to the Final Four.
Defending champs, the Coldwater Cavaliers.
Exactly, and going over my Clancy's player of the game for Anna, I'm going to go with Ezra Egbert. I thought he did a really nice job tonight, had a real nice game on the defensive line for Anna, and then flipping over to Coldwater, going to go with Carson Homan. Nice job managing the offense. Really, that second half did a nice job running the ball on the ground.
And Homan tonight versus the regular season meeting versus Anna.
Yeah.
Night and day.
Yep.
Good calls on the stars of this game. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, we can't thank our sponsors enough here on scoresbroadcast.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi, always in big demand. Tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. Always accepting applications in person at O'Reilly, 560 East Main in Rushi. Experienced machinists are needed. Other entry-level spots. You can also contact O'Reilly online, O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget Fox Supply in Minster, another outstanding sponsor. We contract with organizations and market many supplies. In the cleaning industry, safety, food service as well, we market these supplies at Fox Supply in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of the many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Keep abreast of the ScoresBroadcast.com website for our updated schedule of upcoming football and basketball games as we transition into the basketball season and we begin to close down the football playoffs. Depending on space available in the press box at the site for the St. Henry Columbus Grove game, we could bring that Division 7 state semifinal to you next Friday night here on Scores Broadcast. Shelby County Athletic League basketball getting underway, boys and girls both. So stay tuned to our website, scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, broadcast.com. Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. So many thanks to our great online listeners tonight. Thanks to Brandon Coverman alongside pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. And thanks to Don Short from Frisch's. Just saw a note from Don, who manages, oversees the Sydney Frisch's as well as a number of others. He said, I love the ad in the third quarter for Frisch's. And I tell you what, it was mouth-watering delicious. I loved presenting that ad because I experience Frisch's every now and then. And I'm speaking from the heart. Or I should say from the tummy. Thanks so much to all of you. Final score once again here tonight from Piqua. D6 regional championship game goes to Coldwater over Anna, 14-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.